This has certainly been a weird couple of days around the NFL. Because just when you think you've got this show planned out, you're going to talk about the Eagles and the Redskins. Antonio Brown does what only Antonio Brown can do, and he turns everything and the gears start to go and the gears don't stop. And in fact, I don't even think the gears are on the spokes anymore. They are rolling down the hill and they are careening towards the village because they're off the windmill. They're somewhere down a hill. They're coming towards the town. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're having a great Saturday night here. I am Tyler Zulli on 97.5 The Fanatic. You're listening to The Fanatic, of course, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. Dylan McKinnon producing the show tonight. We'll be here until 10 o'clock, taking your calls on Antonio Brown and, of course, on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins. So I'm going to put what was originally my number one topic, and we'll push it back just a little bit because we have some people on the line already that want to talk Antonio Brown. So let's just recap, because I know you guys know what happened, but I have to kind of put this into perspective. I have to wrap my head around what is going on with Antonio Brown and try to get inside the mind of a man who went from a Pittsburgh Steeler to a New England Patriot without playing any snaps in Oakland in between. So he demands a trade and forces his way out of Pittsburgh. That in and of itself we can talk about, because that was weird by itself. Now that we know what we know, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers did a tremendous job with Antonio Brown. So he forces his way out of Pittsburgh, ends up going to Oakland for a third and a fifth round pick. Absolutely nothing. Pennies on the dollar for what an all-pro wide receiver is worth. Goes to Oakland and ensues chaos. He doesn't want to play. Then he wants to play. Then he gets cryogenically frozen feet. Then he wants more money. He gets more money. Now, of course, this is all out of order, but you get the point. He gets more money. Then he can't play because his helmet isn't the one that he wants to use. Then he files a grievance. Then he loses the grievance. And then he says, okay, well, I accept that I lost and I'm going to play, but wait, no, I'm actually not. And I'm going to file another grievance. And he loses that one. And then he says he's going to play. And then he illegally, by the way, I think we're just kind of glossing over this point, he illegally records his head coach and a conversation that he has with his head coach and puts it all over the internet for the world to see and dramatically puts it in black and white and makes a video out of it. So either he's got great people or Antonio Brown's really good at using Adobe Premiere. I'd probably bet on the former. He gets into a spat with his GM, threatens to fight him, calls him, you know, if you want to call it a racial slur or not, calls him a word. And now he's released. Follows the team, unfollows the team, follows the team on all social media platforms, and now he is released. And I think that everybody so far, Devon and D when the news broke, Rob Motti after that, have done a really good job of conveying their points. I look at this in a different light. I look at Antonio Brown, and I mentioned it earlier. I look at Antonio Brown and I go, my goodness, what a tremendous job the Pittsburgh Steelers did in the 7 years that he was in Pittsburgh. Because think about it. Think about everything that has just transpired over the last 5 weeks in Oakland and with the Steelers prior, and now Antonio Brown is a New England Patriot. Think about everything that's transpired in that four-week time. Antonio Brown caught zero passes. He ran zero routes. He put the jersey on the field in a game zero times. And it was absolute and utter chaos. But for 7 years, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for the better part of 7 years, were able to keep Antonio Brown under wraps and checked for 7 seasons. Now, I understand that they drafted him out of Central Michigan, small school guy, later pick. He was playing to get his money. And that's evident by the fact that he took money from Oakland. The big contract that he got from Oakland. But they kept under wraps for 7 seasons a guy that is clearly on his own planet. You know, people always say that he's out there, he's in left field or he's on Mars. He's past Mars. Antonio Brown is on Antonio Tropolis. And he is so far out of this galaxy, out of this solar system, that I don't even know what how to get in his mind. So what the Pittsburgh Steelers did was get a guy that was a Pro Bowler. Get a guy that was a 1,000-yard catch guy. Get a guy that was a productive member of the offense and became, for at least a time being, one of, if not the best receiver in the NFL. They got all pro out of him. They got playoff wins out of him. And then they got a third and a fifth round pick, which doesn't seem like a lot. But when you look back at everything that's happened over the last 24 hours and everything that's happened over the last 4 weeks, I texted this to my group chat today with my buddies. You could have offered them a Wendy's coupon and they would have won the deal, because the Raiders got exactly nothing but a headache for Antonio Brown. So the fact that the Steelers were able to get anything for his services, I have to almost applaud the Pittsburgh Steelers for what they did. I don't know if Mike Tomlin allowed this to happen and the Rooneys and the Steelers were just better at keeping things under wraps than the Oakland Raiders are. But to me, what they did for 7 seasons is pretty darn impressive. Because I've heard today, and I've heard throughout this whole thing, and it kind of relates back to what the Phillies are going through, that you have to handle different players different ways. No. No, you don't. If you are a coach, if you are a general manager, if you are a manager, there needs to be a hard line on all of your players. Now, yes, certain guys will get away with a little bit more. All pro players get away with a little bit more. But there has to be a hard line for all of your players, or you're going to get mutiny like you have in the Phillies locker room right now. And you're going to get mutiny like you had in the Oakland Raiders locker room with Antonio Brown running the show. If they're going to tell me who are the three most powerful people in that Oakland locker room prior to his release, it was John Gruden 1, Mike Mayock 2, Antonio Brown 3, and Antonio Brown might be number 2. So you have to draw that hard line on all of these players, and you take what happens. And I don't know if the Steelers were just better at drawing a hard line, or they were better at masking the fact that they didn't have a hard line but made it look like they had one, because they took one with Le'Veon Bell. So I have to imagine they at least had something with Antonio Brown. And the Oakland Raiders flopped. The management of the Oakland Raiders totally flopped and butchered this situation to the point where you gave up a third-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and now Antonio Brown, and in return, you got 4 episodes of Hard Knocks. Congratulations, you played yourself. And congratulations to the Pittsburgh Steelers for what they were able to keep under wraps for 7 seasons and get productivity out of a wide receiver who is on his own planet. 610-632-0975. We'll get to the Eagles talk as well in just a little bit, but let's get to the phones. We're going to go to Emmanuel in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Emmanuel?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so on this topic, I'm talking from my perspective, right? Me looking in, I feel like we blowing this out of proportion, man. If you really look at the situation from my perspective, I feel like there's really nothing that AB doing that's so bad compared to other NFL players and other things that have been going on. So if we step back and ask ourselves, what really the AB is doing that making us think that he's so bad of a person? What really is he doing? Putting stuff on social media?
He threatened to punch his boss in the face.
He also committed a felony.
I mean, we really don't have the full detail from that conversation or the altercation that happened. I'm speaking on the stuff he put on social media, because last time I checked, I thought this was the social media era.
Oh, I have no issue. Here's the thing. I have no issue with the social media stuff other than the one where he put John Gruden on the online without his consent, because his state that he lives in calls that to be illegal.
So is that compared to other football players beating on females?
No, they're not. They're not the same thing. And believe me, listen, the Tyree Kills and all that of the world, they are not the same thing.
But we tend to talk about situations like this more than we do to the serious situation. That's what my bother is to me. That's the problem that I'm saying. We tend to talk about situation like this. This guy didn't commit no criminal crime.
Yes, he did.
And we're making it seem like he did something so bad that, oh my God, we can't stand him.
Well, Emmanuel, I appreciate the call. Thanks for starting us off today. I do have to correct you on the one thing. He did commit a crime. If he is found guilty, that is illegal of what he did. You cannot tape someone or record someone in the state of California without two-party consent. This state, Pennsylvania, also has that same law. There are some states that are one-party consent, which, by the way, I don't know how you guys feel about this. One-party consent to me is creepy, because basically I could hide in the bushes and record somebody, or I could, you know, just have my phone in my pocket and, oops, I accidentally hit record. Now you've got everything you're saying to me that's supposed to be as friends or off the record or a meeting between you and your boss. I have it on recording. So one state accountability, that's creepy. It needs to stop. But yes, he did commit a crime. Or is it on the same level as what is being reported with Tyreek Hill, or was reported with LeSean McCoy, or was Ray Rice? No, of course not. They're not the same thing. Domestic abuse and violence should be zero tolerance. It should strictly be prohibited. And if you are found guilty of domestic violence, your career should be over right then on the spot. But we can't exonerate Antonio Brown entirely, because if we did, then they're giving more power to the players than what they should have. The players, and I'm going to make this totally upfront and frank, the players should have more power than what they do. The fact that NFL players don't have guaranteed contracts is a crime, because they play the most violent and vicious sport out of all the four major sports, and they don't have guaranteed contracts. They don't have the ability to stand up for themselves and say, I played poorly, yes, but the fact that you're going to cut me should not entirely wipe my contract clean. But at the same time, you cannot look at Antonio Brown and say he's not at fault at all, because that is simply not true. Antonio Brown has created a circus of the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders were a pretty poorly run franchise to begin with, and he's now created a circus out of this team. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Drew in Westchester. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Tyler?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. Glad to hear you on the radio tonight, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, man. So about Antonio Brown, yeah, I just kind of like, I got this familiar feeling like we've seen this before, like when Randy Moss, you know, caused all his disturbance out in Oakland, and then the Patriots signed him, and then you saw what he did with the Patriots. I have this bad feeling that he's just going to go light it up and be the man and just be a good boy, which I don't understand why he couldn't just do that in the beginning all along. You know what I mean? So,
well, and Drew, you know what the funny part is too? And Dylan, who's producing the show tonight, brought this up to me before we got on. He said his concern was the fact that Tom Brady is very particular about precision route running, and that's why they have guys who are always really good route runners. Antonio Brown, while being a good route runner, is kind of a free spirit. So what that means is he may not get to the spot that Tom Brady wants him to be. So and Dylan brought this up. I have to give him credit, but I agree with him. There may not be, it may not just be paradise for the Patriots right away.
Interesting point. That's a good call on Dylan's part. But no, not to waste any more time on AB. I wanted to talk really about the Eagles.
And, for sure.
I'm fairly psyched for the game tomorrow. I'm just a little concerned with the rust factor after what we saw on Thursday night with Green Bay and Chicago. You know, you definitely saw the effects of, you know, people that didn't play during the preseason. And I'm just hoping we don't see that type of game come tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Drew, you hit it right on the head. And I'm glad that you brought this up because we're kind of going to segue into that in just a little bit. The rust factor is worrisome for me. And the rust factor, to me, may be the reason why I tweeted this out before the show started. I said I need your guys' help because I kind of feel, you know, very meh about this game. I feel just kind of like, you know, we're less than 24 hours away from kickoff, and I don't feel stoked. I don't feel that I want to run through a wall type atmosphere for myself. I know other people feel that way, but I just don't feel like I'm thrilled for Eagles football to be back like I should.
Really, man? I'm pretty psyched for it. I mean, I you know, I'm hesitant just because I don't know what to expect. But, you know, if everything goes to plan, I'm hoping for some good football and hoping for a blowout tomorrow, really.
Yeah, Drew, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going to get good football. I think that this team is destined for a good season. I think that this team is destined for a great season. In fact, I'll follow up with Rob Motti. I said this on This Week in Pro Football earlier today. If there is going to be a season that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, it's this year. Because we know that Howie Roseman is a wizard with the cap. But at some point, the salary cap has to come back to hit you. And I think it's going to be sooner than what we'd like to expect. Now that Carson Wentz has his deal and Zach Ertz is coming up shortly and all these big-time guys are getting money, I think that Howie Roseman is going to be hit with cap issues soon. So if there's going to be a season in which the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, I think it might be this year. I'm very bullish on the Eagles this season, and I am Mr. Negativity when it comes to this team. Just all you had to do was go back and sit and listen to the shows that Pat Egan and I did all season long last year about how I didn't think that this team was very good. And I continually said it's not a bad team. It's a bad team right now. But a bad team right now over 12 weeks is a bad team. They made the playoffs last year. I still didn't think they were a very good team. But this season, I am extremely bullish on them. And I think that they're going to be a really, really good football team. In fact, I think that they're a Super Bowl contending team and perhaps can win the Super Bowl. But I don't feel jacked up for this game. I don't feel like the regular season's about to start. And maybe it's because of the fact that the preseason was so bad. And then we went, well, it's okay because Green Bay and Chicago is going to pull us out of this abyss. And then they didn't, because that was another bad football game. So we sat through 4 weeks of preseason, which was pathetic. And then we sat through a game of really, really bad football where we expected the Chicago Bears defense to perform. They did. They held Aaron Rodgers to 10 points. We were looking to see what year three of Mitchell Trubisky would bring. We were looking to see how Aaron Rodgers and the new Packers would bounce back from a 6-win season. And the product that we got was a 13-point combined stinker. And I think all of that leads to me being a little hesitant to say that I'm super excited about the NFL starting tomorrow. Devon Givens made a really good point on he and D-Line show yesterday. Thursday night was like a mulligan. Thursday night was like a preview of what was to come. But if Thursday night's a preview of what was to come and we're going to just pretend that it didn't happen, what's to say that tomorrow's football is not the same way? Mitchell Trubisky didn't play in the preseason. Neither did Aaron Rodgers. You know what other quarterback didn't play in the preseason? That would be one Carson Wentz. And I agree that Carson Wentz should not have played in the preseason. But who's to say that the rust isn't there? Let's go back out to the phones. We're going to go to Jeff in Pottstown. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for making the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being on. I was just calling on the A-B subject, man. I mean, here's the thing. When coming into a new team like that, if this was any other player or situation, you can't, illegal or not, go in and, like, threaten assault on the general manager.
Correct.
Throw around a racial slur at him and then expect not to have consequences as a result of it. I mean, I know it's football and the NFL and it's different, but, like, even in the high-paying, any kind of job in the world, like, that was a celebrity on a Hollywood set, they still would have got tossed off. Like, you can't, I mean, the reality of it is, like, there's just no way that there weren't going to be some kind of massive consequences. And then the crazy part of that was, I think the Raiders tried to do the best they could to try to salvage the situation. And he still continued to just beat at him until they let him go.
Right. And it was such a weird development of things. And I understand that there are certain people who, when you say, we're taking money away from you, that it doesn't register because they have a lot of it. And them saying that we're going to suspend you or we're going to fine you clearly didn't click with Antonio Brown. Right. But that's the first step that you take before you get to this end conclusion of an outright release. You say we're going to fine you or we're going to suspend you. And none of that registered with Antonio Brown whatsoever.
Yeah, the crazy part was, I mean, today I was watching some analysis on it earlier this morning as everything was kind of breaking down. I mean, most of the teams would have stuck him out to dry on the no guarantees, pay as you go deal from the start. And that was, I mean, and they were kind of rattling through other people. I mean, if we could go back to it in our own town with T.O. doing sit-ups in his driveway. I mean, that was like a situation that was nowhere near as bad. And he was offered a lot more difficult terms like from the beginning.
Jeff, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man. We got to hit a break, but you're right. And the thing with the T.O. thing, T.O. had a gripe. T.O. had a legitimate reason to be mad and to sit out. He was the best player on that football team the year prior. He played in the Super Bowl with maybe 50% of his leg working. Maybe, if we're being generous. He scored 14 touchdowns that season. T.O. had a gripe and a legitimate one. Antonio Brown got paid. Antonio Brown got his new team. Antonio Brown got a new start. And he still wasn't happy. 610-632-0975. We're going to take a break. We're here until 10 o'clock. Tyler Zuli, Dylan McKinnon, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Football's better when you've got some skin in the game. Luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia and do it risk-free. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Sign up using promo code Natalie and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on, moneyline spreads and more, and special promos running every day. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. If you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, take our Birds this Sunday. You can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the Birds and don't win. Sign up with my promo code Natalie. That's promo code Natalie to bet from anywhere in PA. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now.
Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice. Because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day to get the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gonna miss us today. You gonna miss this today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Jenkintown and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, almost 7:30 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Thanks for hanging out with me on a Saturday night. Tyler Zuli, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. We're here until 10 o'clock when our friends at Checkpoint Radio take over. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm a huge college football fan. Like, obsessive. Like, if you gave me a choice between college football and the NFL, and I would take college football every single day of the week. I love college football rivalries. And the fact that Colorado and Nebraska got back to being on the field again together today was something just so awesome. And the fact that Nebraska lost the game, a now Big Ten school, is even better. Oh, and by the way, just a little jab at Michigan. I know they won the game, but took you to double overtime to beat Army. Yeah, that's a good look for you guys. Well done. 610-632-0975. We have, by the way, we have 2 Big Ten guys here. I'm a Penn Stater. Dylan, who's producing the show, is a Rutgers alum. So
we don't really count as Big. Oh, Rutgers doesn't really count as Big Ten.
Okay, yeah. You know what? They do. They do, but here's the thing. They do count as Big Ten, but here's the caveat. Rutgers is to Penn State what Penn State is to Ohio State. You know what, like, when you're a kid and you've got a little brother and you put your hand on their head and they're just like flailing and they're punching, but they can't reach you because your arm length is longer than theirs? That's like the upward trajectory. That's what Penn State is to Ohio State, and that's what Rutgers is to Penn State.
I think you're giving Rutgers too much credit for that analogy.
Well,
Penn State's closer to Ohio State.
All right, you know
than
what?
Rutgers is to Penn State.
You know what? You blew your spot up. I tried to help your school. You blew your spot up. That's enough.
We don't need any help.
610-632-0975. We're talking about Antonio Brown, the saga that is Antonio Brown, and we are going to get into some Eagles talk in a little bit, but it seems like you guys want to discuss the Antonio Brown topic, so we will go back to the phones, and we will talk to John in South Philly. What's going on, John?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Hey, man, I agree with everything you say, but what I would have handled it different on the rate. I would have suspended him for 4 games, then released him, you know? It's like when you just release him, you know, it's like, you know, now he has a free skate now, you know, going to the Patriots and, you know, but, you know, man, I mean, what he said to the general manager, inexcusable. That's my opinion.
Well, and I think that regardless if it's a racial term or not, it doesn't offend me, but it does offend some people. And here's the thing. Really what it boils down to is if you spoke to your boss the way that he spoke to his boss, you would be fired.
That's right.
So what makes Antonio Brown impervious to being fired, which now he was, but what makes him at the time impervious to being fired?
I don't know. The guy has some mental issues, man. I think he should go see some help, man. They was giving him $30 million. You know, he walked out on the Steelers, and you know, and even Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he said, you know, that he could have handled it differently. You know, they gave him, but you know, I just from what I see with his hair being dyed, and I think there's something wrong. You know, some people they think, you know, this is a whole racial thing. I don't know. I'm not going to compare him to other people. I'm not going to do that. I just think from what I see and his actions, I just think there's something wrong, brother, and I think that he should get some help.
Now, I don't disagree. I think that this goes beyond football, and I think it goes to a man's mental state, and if it's not right, I hope that he can find the help that he needs. You said you want to talk about Eagles as well. What do you got on the Eagles?
Oh, brother, I'm just glad that they didn't pick up AB. And I'm glad they didn't pick up Kaepernick, you know, because, you know, we all have to be together, brother. You know, like, you know, if you bring in Kaepernick, man, you know, I understand. I hear you. I'm a black man. I understand. But I just think that we have to be together. That's what's going to make us win. If we bring in these outside interferences, it's going to mess up our juju, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got what you're saying, John. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man. Here's the thing. You guys know my stance on Kaepernick. I was actually for Kaepernick because of the fact that if to me, winning is all that matters, and if there was a football team that could rise above any kind of off-the-field media attention, I don't even want to say distraction, because what Kaepernick is doing and what he did do, I think is justifiable. We're not going to get into that conversation today because that's not really the focus of the show, but Antonio Brown is a different situation. Antonio Brown is a locker room cancer, clearly. Antonio Brown is a guy that I don't want anywhere near the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't think you do either. Because Antonio Brown, what he presents is obstacles. I think that is 100% true what John said there. There are obstacles to overcome in an NFL season. And it's hard enough to win a Super Bowl or be a contender just by playing the game of football. So if you're going to add extra outside issues, off the field issues, and bring in a guy that can be an issue on the field and off the field, that's where you stay away from it. That's where I think that AB and Kaepernick differ, is that Kaepernick could help your football team and the Eagles are strong in solidarity enough that they could both help Kaepernick and help themselves win football games. I don't think there's anything that Antonio Brown can do to help this team win football games. He'd be just a distraction. Mike in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm all right. Hey, on this AB issue, I don't know. It seems to me like he wanted this to happen from the beginning. Like, he wanted to be released. He wanted to choose a team of his own. And he wanted to probably rub it in the face of the Steelers to go to the Patriots. What do you guys think on that?
Yeah, I think that there is some validity to that, Mike, because of the fact that you're right. What happened with the Steelers was a weird situation. And like I said earlier in the show, I think they did a really good job of, if they were covering something up, covering it up for a really long time, and it finally got out. And the fact that they were able to get anything for him was impressive. Now, in terms of him going where he wanted to go, that's probably pretty evident after the whole helmet thing and backtracking on, yes, I want to be here, no, I don't want to be here. It was just such a weird situation from the get-go that you had to assume that that's exactly what he wanted.
Right. I mean, talking about it weeks ago when this whole thing started with some of my friends, they were saying he's going to be cut, and he's probably going to go sign out with the Patriots. It seemed like the whole world knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because I've seen, you know, and a lot of it's joking and a lot of it's, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but I've seen a lot of people say, oh, well, we knew this was going to happen. This is conspiracy. We should check into this. The NFL needs to check into this. You know, and obviously that's not the case, but you would be foolish to think that if a player had an opportunity to sign with any team he wanted to, the Patriots would probably be 1 or 1A in the NFL.
Right, right. And looking at the whole, you know, Instagram video, being excited, he's like, I'm free. I'm like, oh, man. It's like he did all this stuff to the Raiders, you know, on purpose. He was just making a bunch of excuses.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Mike. Thanks, man. Yeah, you know what's funny, too, about that Instagram video that Mike brings up? If you saw that Instagram video, you know what the most curious thing to me was? After he got done flapping his wings like an eagle, running around that backyard, he went back in the house. You know who he called? He called his grandma. He called his grandmother to tell her, he's like, I'm free. And she's like, I knew this would happen. So the whole Antonio Brown family wanted him off the Raiders. I'd assume that they wanted him off the Steelers as well. So this whole thing is fishy. And it's not fishy in the fact that the Patriots signed him. Because like I just said, if you have your opportunity and you want to win, if winning is actually important to you, then going to the Patriots makes sense because they're probably one of, if not the best team in football. You know, you're going to sign with either the Patriots or the Eagles or the Saints or the Rams or the Cowboys. Most players would say the Steelers, but not in his case. It's just so odd that all of this happened. It happened this quickly. And what I mean by that is, it was like drama, saga, drama, saga, drama, saga. I'm going to play. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. And then all of a sudden, it was fine, suspension, release, Patriots. Who does that sound like? Sounds like Josh Gordon to me. Fine, release, suspension, Patriots. Or fine, suspension, release, Patriots. Why? Because the Patriots have a no-nonsense policy, and they think that they can fix these guys and help them out. And B, if you want to win, you go to New England. It's that simple. 610-632-0975. We are talking, of course, about Antonio Brown because he's dominated the headlines today, and he probably will dominate the headlines throughout much of tomorrow, despite the fact that, by the way, he can't play. He's not eligible to play tomorrow for the New England Patriots, so we won't see him until at least week two with the Patriots. So we're talking about Antonio Brown, and of course, we will dive into Eagles, Redskins, week one, because I need your guys' help. I need everybody out there listening right now. I need your help to get me excited for this game, because I feel so pedestrian about this game. I don't know if there's something wrong with me or if there's something wrong with the NFL, but I need your help either way. 610-632-0975. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Tyler Zulli, Dylan McKinnon's producing the show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Washington.
97.5. 97.5, The Fanatic.
College football kicked off their season. The MLB playoffs are right around the corner. And finally, we get real football. There's so much going on. Get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook and take advantage of their best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or either of the two New York football teams will score in week one, and if they do, you'll double your money. It doesn't get any easier than that. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... Wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Crew. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2, and max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular cab. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2, and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is just a phone call away. 1-800-662-HELP is Pennsylvania's substance use disorder hotline. It's staffed by real people who are trained to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll get you or your loved one into treatment regardless of your access to insurance. Recovery starts with a call. Get help now at at 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
How'd Spangler get that brand new car?
It's used, sir. You went to CarSense.
CarSense certified cars. You get a smart-looking car at smarter prices.
That Spangler's brighter than I thought.
Still working here, sir. Can't be a genius.
CarSense, now open in Glen Mills, PA.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are What's Happening Now.
Having a great Saturday night here in Philly and across the Delaware Valley. Tyler Zuli taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. And by the way, this weekend's programming is brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer. See why people from all over the Delaware Valley come to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers. Shop TurnersvilleJeep.com. So, of course, we are talking the Antonio Brown saga. I think it's not even a saga anymore. What word comes after saga? It's like a great journey. I feel like I'm watching the unfolding of Lord of the Rings. But the thing is, we got to the unfolding of Lord of the Rings, and like the first 4 months of Antonio Brown's tenure in Oakland were the first movie, and then we flashed through the last like 4 days in the next two movies. It was like, bang, bang, it's over. But instead of the return of the king, New England gets a Pro Bowl wide receiver. I don't know how that works, but good for them. Because they just got better. And now a receiving core that initially was going to feature Julian Edelman now features Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, and Antonio Brown. That's going to be a pretty good team up in Foxborough this year, as if they weren't already a good team. But now they'll be even better. Let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Carlos on the cell. What's going on, Carlos?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for making the call.
This is the greatest circus on turf. And it's on tour. And it's on his way to Boston.
This is a comedy show.
It is. This guy's a man. He's a genius what he's doing. He did it on purpose. He's not crazy.
So you think no that PC, you yes. think that there's total sanity there and it's total clarity. And he did that knowing exactly how this was going to go down and knowing he was end up being a Patriot?
He took it. He did what Terrell Owens did and took it to another level. He did an AB, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not even doing it. I guess you can't even call it doing the TO anymore. It's doing the AB.
Yeah, he did it to another level. That team is going to be very competitive.
I think they were very competitive before this. I think they're ultra competitive now. It's already a good Patriots team. It's a team that's gone to three straight Super Bowls. They don't do that by accident. But now their offense is even better. And like we said, as long as Tom Brady and Antonio Brown can get along, you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback throwing passes to probably on paper a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah, the question is who's going to control there? Who's going to be? There's a three-headed monster with Belichick, Brady, and now AB. Who's going to be the master manipulator there? And is AB going to want all the spotlight, or is he going to let it be how it's been in the past with Brady and Belichick?
Carlos, thanks for the call, man. That's a great point. You know, we always talk about the Eagles, and we talk about the fact that there's only one football to go around. Well, there's only so much smarts, brain matter, I guess you could call it, to go around between those three. Now, here's the thing. Bill Belichick is the leader. It's unquestioned. There's no doubt about it. He leads that team, and he leads that team well. Secondly, it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the face of the offense. He's the face of the Patriots. He's the greatest quarterback to ever put a football uniform on. So if Antonio Brown wants to have success in New England, and more importantly, wants to stick around and get a paycheck, he'll do well to realize the fact that it is Belichick, Brady, Antonio Brown. And more realistically, it is Belichick, Brady, 500 miles of nothing, and then Antonio Brown. And if he can allow himself to focus in and be that 500-mile guy and be a teammate, a good teammate, a productive player, and a guy that stays out of the media and stays out of the limelight, the Patriots got themselves a steal. And if what Carlos says is true, Antonio Brown got exactly what he was looking for, which is pretty impressive. If you can run a circus, I mean, we're talking tightrope walkers, fire, not elephants, because I don't condone that, but all the people you can muster, creepy clowns, all of it. If you can muster that and still, at the end of the day, go to an AFC contender, go to a title contender for free. Now, granted, it's not technically for free because he loses his guaranteed contract with the Raiders and is going to make significantly less with the Patriots. But if he wanted out of Oakland that bad and he knew that he wanted to be a New England Patriot, if you could lead this circus with a large top hat and cane and end up in Foxborough where you wanted to be the whole time, maybe you're not totally crazy. Maybe you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Let's go to AJ in Center City. What's going on, AJ?
I have a little bit of different take on the Antonio Brown
situation. Sure, go ahead.
Personally, I think it was a play by Mike Mayock, a first-time GM, wants to put his foot down, wants to try to create a culture that he sees with Bill Belichick and the Patriots, teams like that. And the thing is, he doesn't know how to do it. And to come in, everything was fine. They made up. But Mike Mayock had to put in the contract that your contract is no longer guaranteed. There was no reason for them to fine him $40,000. If they didn't fine him $40,000, he would have still been on the team. Teams have to understand that the players are just not – players want to be recognized as people. Any other player in the NFL, you know what? You cut him, you don't even get to see the coach. Some other guy lets you go, and you move on. So now a player with talent that has leverage, teams don't like that. And that was an issue in-house with the Raiders. AB is a talent player, always had 100-plus receptions in
correct
his career. He's going to be a great. He's going to be a great player. I'm kind of like, yo, if the Eagles, why didn't the Eagles take a shot at picking him up? Because he's not a problem player. You put him on the.
Are you sure about that?
Listen, he's going to have 15. His players always the play aside from Ben, who's already a weird kind of dude. But aside from
no question on that.
Everyone else loved him. You look at the Hard Knocks. All the players loved him. The quarterback loved him. He's going to put 1,500 yards up. And is going to have over 100 catches this year. And it's going to be a tough situation, and the Raiders are going to look terrible. And in my view, it was a mistake by Mike Mayock, a first-time GM, and they should have let him go. They just don't know how to handle these top-level players. You know, they come from different backgrounds. They grow up in the hood, in the ghetto, with one family. It's not easy. You have to have people that can relate to them. And I'm not trying to bring it a racial thing, but it can't be older white guys that lived in a perfect family trying to relate to these players. They didn't come from them. And until you have coaches that come from the same background as the players, you're going to continue to have this going on. And it's not a circus. I think that when a player has leverage like this, whether it's him or Revis, they do what they got to do what's best for him. But he's going to have a great year this year, and the Patriots are going to be a problem.
AJ, thanks for the phone call, man. Listen, I think he's going to have a good year. I do, because of the fact that he's going to play with the greatest quarterback of all time, a mastermind of a head coach who lets his offense be its offense, and he is supremely talented. But to say that it's not a circus, I mean, that's just blatantly false, because it is a circus in the fact that you're like 50% right, in my opinion here, AJ, that the Raiders royally messed up. They did. They did this horribly. They performed horribly. And at the end of the day, they lost out on a superstar wide receiver for nothing. And in fact, they gave up a 3 and a 5 for nothing. So to say that they messed up is 100% correct. But also on the same side of this conversation, you can say that this has been a nightmare train wreck for just about everybody involved, including Antonio Brown, who now may be happy. What happens if Antonio Brown What happens if Antonio Brown decides that he's not happy in New England? He's not getting fed the ball enough. Josh Gordon's catching too many passes. Tom Brady doesn't like him. It's cold. He's not making enough money. What happens then? How long of a leash does he give the Patriots? Do people just, does he just assume that he's playing out this contract, whatever money he's making, because of what just happened? He has to show that he's still a valuable asset? Because there's a lot of intangibles here. There's a lot of stuff off the field that Antonio Brown needs to show in New England in order for me to change my mind that this isn't crazy. That what just happened isn't a circus. That what just happened is normal. Players deserve leverage. They absolutely do. I think in the NFL, more than anything, they don't have enough of it. And you see it in the NBA. The NBA has turned. The NBA is a players' league. The owners do nothing. They're puppets. The players control them. And the NFL's not there yet, and it never will be, because they won't guarantee contracts. But Antonio Brown doesn't have enough leverage to do what he just did. One of those things, maybe. Two of those things, perhaps. Everything that happened, no. 610-632-0975. We're going to take a break. We'll continue to talk Antonio Brown. And on the other side, we will get into Eagles, Redskins, week one at the Link tomorrow, 1 o'clock. It's going to be a great time for a lot of Eagles fans. Please, please help me get excited, because I just feel like it's a football game. And I shouldn't feel that way for week one of a Super Bowl contending team. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli here. Dylan McKinnon producing the show right here on The Fanatic.
I don't even have to play football if I don't want, bro.
Yes, you do.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice. Because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day.
way. Took at the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is today. They gon' miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Hey, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my childhood friend, Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. Bob, where you been? I miss you.
I've been busy, eh?
All right, I know you have, so I think we should recap.
Great. Remember, Spring Garden Lending provides loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philly market.
Let's go. Spring Garden Lending's five. Number five.
We fund up to 100% of construction costs.
Impressive. Number four.
We provide construction to permanent loans.
Your fans love that. Number three.
We fund up to 100% of the interest in closing costs.
Bob, this is really, really good. Number two.
We close loans in 3 weeks or less.
All right, that's a record. Bring it home, Bob. Number one.
Spring Garden Lending is faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
Real estate investors, developers, listen up. You heard it here. Spring Garden Lending's top five.
Yeah, and all while providing over $250 million in loans to build or renovate in the Philly market.
Another home run by pal Bob Marino. Now let's bring Garden Lending faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders. Stay tuned for more.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I see many endings lay before us. Some good, most bad.
Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one. The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Well, that sure was a fast first hour here on 97.5, The Fanatic. 8 o'clock here. On a Saturday night, thanks for joining me. Tyler Zulli here, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. We are talking Antonio Brown, of course. We are talking Eagles, Redskins, but it's primarily been Antonio Brown today. You know, I got a call right before the break from, I believe, Carlos that said that Antonio Brown is giving leverage to the players. And while I don't disagree, I think that Antonio Brown has helped the players' case by giving them a little bit of leverage and showing that you can do this a certain way. So did Le'Veon Bell. And at least Le'Veon Bell was consistent. Le'Veon Bell said, I'm not playing unless you give me top running back money. And the Steelers said, nope. And he said, all right, I'm sitting out. Good luck with James Conner. And I'll see you in a different uniform next year. And now he's a product of the New York Jets. So at least Le'Veon Bell was consistent. What Antonio Brown has done over the last 4 weeks has just been questionable, to say the least. And I use questionable because I'm tired of using the word circus. Because that's really what it is. It's been wild. It's been crazy. It really hasn't been funny. I mean, maybe it's been funny for us. But I can't imagine being a Raiders fan. I can't imagine getting the opportunity for your team to trade for a player of the ilk of Antonio Brown and then never seeing him on the field in your uniform. And then not only on top of that, knowing the fact that he's going to be in a New England Patriots uniform this season, he's likely probably going to win at minimum 10 games. And he's probably going to make a Super Bowl run because he complained and whined about everything, about his helmet. He got his feet cryogenically frozen. Who doesn't wear shoes in a cryogenic chamber or at least slippers? Don't they have, like, on the wall? Isn't it like going on a tanning bed? Hey, use at your own risk. Don't they have on the wall, like, this is negative 200 degrees nitrogen? Maybe put some shoes on and don't stay in it for more than the allotted time. Like, am I crazy to think that this is crazy? Am I crazy to believe that Antonio Brown is just, like, okay? That everything he's done is acceptable? Because to me, it's not. Everything he's done has been totally unacceptable. And I'm not even a Raiders fan. I'm an Eagles fan. It does nothing for me. It doesn't change my team whatsoever. And we'll get to that team in a little bit. But it just befuddles me that Antonio Brown has just been able to do everything that he wants all year long.
Also, in terms of getting leverage for players, I mean, he already got what he wanted. He came in, asked for the contract, got the contract he wanted.
He got the money!
Yeah, he got everything he wanted! If you want to talk about players helping get leverage, talk about Zeke and Clowney, who, they got what they wanted.
They and got exactly what they wanted.
They had a legit grievance, they did what they had to do, and they used their leverage and they got what they wanted. Antonio Brown did this after getting his contract.
After he got his money. After there was nothing left for him to be able to accomplish other than solidifying himself as a Hall of Famer, who, by the way, he probably should be with his numbers. He's borderline right now, and if he plays well for another two or three seasons, he's probably a Hall of Famer who is not going to get in on the first try. He's going to get TO'd. And we talked about that phrase, TO, doing the TO after TO, and now we're calling it the AB. He's going to get TO'd where he doesn't get in right away. And then he complains, and then he doesn't get in, and then he complains, and then the committee finally gets wise and puts him in, because he's got great numbers. 610-632-0975, let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Ike in Burlington. What's going on, Ike?
What's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for making it.
Listen, I'm not big on radio beef, but a caller before the break was saying, you know, I don't want to make it a racial thing.
Yes.
But you can't. Listen, man, if you got to use them words before whatever you're about to say, it usually ends up being a racial statement. Does he understand how foolish he just sounded?
Yeah, like, it's funny that you say that. It's kind of like that old thing where somebody starts with no offense, but, and then after what they say is going to be offensive, like you could just.
I'm not trying to be rude.
Right.
I'm not trying to be ignorant.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. And listen. In case you're wondering, I know you can't see me. Yeah, I come from a white, black, Spanish household, white, black, Spanish family. I myself am all three of those that I just mentioned.
Sure.
So I tell people I got a kind of unique way of seeing things. You know what I mean? I kind of am familiar with all three cultures and, you know, can't really be accused of leaning towards one way. I'd kind of be foolish. I'd be going against my own blood. But that was very foolish because you're talking about, you know, you can't have black players from the hood listening to old white men. Okay, that sounds pretty good. He's about to listen to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. And I know Robert Kraft's been on stage with Meek Mill and Cardi B before, but that doesn't qualify him as having hood credentials. So, look, Mike Tomlin, one of the most successful black coaches that our league has ever seen. You know, he couldn't even deal with them. He hit it for a while, like you said. Man, if the Steelers were hiding some things, they did a pretty good job of it. But one thing,
really good job.
One thing I will agree with, I'm kind of into conspiracy stuff, but conspiracy, if it's for real, it's really the truth. I do believe this was AB's plan all along. Does he, if you remember, the two teams he mentioned he wanted to go to while he was still a Steeler when they were talking about trading them was number one, the Patriots, number two was the Eagles. And I believe once he was traded to the Raiders, he was going to give it a test. He saw how bad that team really is and no chance of competing for a title. And he did everything in his power to obliterate his chances of being on that team long term. I believe that wholeheartedly. The Patriots were so quick to put N'Keal Harry on IR. They were nonchalant in free agency, knowing that they were just going to start the season with Julian Edelman and whoever they drafted. Then Josh Gordon gets you know, mysterious.
Reinstated.
Cleared,
yep.
Reinstated. Now they got AB. Come on, man. Like, we've seen this movie and how it goes before. But you know what? God doesn't like ugly. And everyone thought they were a guaranteed title when Randy Moss went there. And as good as they were, the most loaded all-around team I've ever seen in my life, they didn't win the big one.
Like, appreciate
it won't happen.
Appreciate the phone call, my friend. Thanks for making it. And you made some really valiant points there. Valid points, I should say, because of the fact that he's right. Mike Tomlin is probably the most successful African-American coach, and maybe Tony Dungy, but they're probably one in 1A. And he couldn't help Antonio Brown. So the connection, the connectivity is lost. Antonio Brown is disconnected. He was playing a video game, and he was losing, and he rage quit. He disconnected his controller, threw his mic down, turned the PlayStation off, walked away. So the connection was lost, clearly. But at some point, Antonio Brown has to be held accountable for something. And if that something is leaving the Steelers and having this ultimatum where he was going to end up with either the Eagles or the Patriots, and it was pretty evident that with the Eagles making no effort to talk to him or make any moves, and drafting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and picking up DeSean Jackson, it was pretty evident that there was nothing that was going to happen with the Eagles. So if that's the case, it leaves the Patriots. And if it leaves the Patriots, if there is some kind of truth to what Ike just said, which there probably can be, because the Patriots, they're not second-level thinkers. They're like 12th-level thinkers. They're brilliant. Everything they do is right. How many mistakes have the New England Patriots made over the last 20 years? I probably can count them on one hand. How many successes have the New England Patriots had over the years? How many reclamation projects have the Patriots had over the years? How many times have the Patriots been able to draft a guy with a second round pick, flip him to San Francisco to become their starter, and he blows his ACL out? It's freak, but it happens so frequently that probably the Patriots, they don't think about ACL injuries. But what they do think about is the future. And they're not playing checkers, they're playing chess. That old adage, they're probably not even playing chess, they're playing 3D chess. So to say that there's some validity behind that, it's probably true that the Patriots were thinking about this the whole time. They drafted a guy in the first round in N'Keal Harry. Really good talent who's going to spend the first couple weeks on the IR. They drafted him knowing that they needed receiver help. But Ike lined it up pretty perfectly. Everything happened very quickly. He hits the IR. And then Josh Gordon's reinstated. And then Antonio Brown is a New England Patriot. Did they think about all of this? Of course they did. Of course they looked at the situation. Do you know when the things that Bill Belichick says are totally false? And I don't mean that he's a liar. But when Bill Belichick comes up to the podium and says, I don't look at Andrew Luck. I didn't even know he retired. That's not true. Bill Belichick knew that Andrew Luck retired the second it was announced, because someone was on Twitter and told him. Much like, I don't look at other teams, I'm focused on the Patriots. Or I'm focused on ex-opponent. James Franklin does that with Penn State. It drives me up a wall. You're not thinking about Idaho. You know you're beating Idaho. You're thinking about Ohio State in 6 weeks. Bill Belichick is thinking about, is Josh Gordon going to be reinstated, and what's going on with Antonio Brown? Every single day he's thinking about that. You know why? Because it betters his team, and it makes the Patriots better and closer to another Super Bowl. So, of course, he was thinking about that. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Zach in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Thanks for taking the call.
So, I wanted to call you because a few callers back, like the guy who was just called before me, they went, this guy named AJ tried to make it a race issue, and as a black man myself, I don't think you can make it a race issue. I think AB conducted himself like a buffoon, like an idiot, like a fool. I do think he's either crazy or he's a genius, because it does seem at some point this may have all just been orchestrated.
Can you be both?
He could be both.
At the same time?
True. But from my vantage point, even if he is a genius in someone's mind, he can't be that smart because he lost $15 million in 24 hours.
Right, and that's the thing. That's what really kind of got me was, if your ultimate endgame was to be a Patriot, that's fine. But if your ultimate endgame was to be a Patriot while sacrificing X amount of dollars and a lot, that's crazy to me.
I mean, if you just list them in order of cryotherapy, helmet, he called his coach a crap, like, he called his GM a white devil. Like, I can't even fathom going... It's just out of control.
Well, and that's the thing, Zach. You know, we keep bringing this part up, and I know that that professional athletes are different than you and I. But if you said that to your boss, would you expect to have a job tomorrow?
No, and I've walked exactly. Up the office. Like, if I called anyone a white devil, I couldn't come to work Monday.
Right. Third. You're going to get, at minimum, suspended. And you might be lucky to get suspended.
They might shoot me into the sun. Like, that's...
we never see Zach in Philly again. Yeah, it's so that's like the, you know, that's the main point I'm trying to get at. Whether you think that he was smart or crazy, the way that he went about it was irrational and wrong.
And I'm all about player empowerment, but my last point here, and I want to get a quick Eagles point.
Sure, of course.
I don't think AB has been the same since Vontaze Burfict hit him in the playoffs and knocked him out of that game.
You know, I've heard that theory going around, and I don't want to lump head injuries all together because we've seen how destructive they can be, and the difference between acting like a weirdo like he has and the more serious things like Junior Seau and things like that. So I don't want to lump them all together, but there could be some connection because of the fact that. It is a silent and very, very deadly issue that we know that is going around the league.
My point is, if there's not causation, there's definitely correlation.
Sure.
Now, one quick Eagles point.
Please.
Get excited about tomorrow, man. We're going to Super Bowl this year.
You know what?
Out my mind.
Zach,
that is loaded top to bottom.
That's the funny thing is, I agree. I think they're going to the Super Bowl, and I just, like, I can't fathom... Maybe it's because it's the Redskins more than anything. I think it might be the opponent more than the team, but I just can't.
Get excited to play Case Keenum.
You know what? That's fair, Zach. I appreciate the phone call. That's a good one. Get excited to play Case Keenum for the first time since the Vikings came here, and we all know what happened. Vikings march right down the field. I mean, effortless. Score a touchdown. Kyle Rudolph starts the game. Here we go. Oh, no. This is going to happen again. They're going to lose another NFC title game. And then all of the sudden, Patrick Robinson changes the complexity of the game. A guy that we all thought was left for dead. The Colts let him go. The Eagles talked about how he was pathetic in training camp, getting burned by everybody. And he makes the biggest play of Eagles history to that point. Now, it's been surpassed, of course, by the Philly special and the Derek Barnett strip sack and all that good stuff. But at that point, it may have been the biggest play in the history of Eagles football because it put them one step closer to another Super Bowl. It was my favorite play that I've seen from the Eagles since Brian Dawkins leveled Algie Crumpler over the middle on that field 15 or 13 years prior in the NFC title game against the Falcons. So I'm glad that somebody was able to help me out and get me at least a little bit more excited for this game because I don't know. I just don't feel juiced up for it. I'm not amped up for it like I normally am. Like last season, I was so excited. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. They got a chance to beat Atlanta again on that field. All is right with the world. Two seasons ago, when they played the Redskins for the first time that year too, I was amped up because I was looking forward. We saw what Carson Wentz did. We saw what Carson Wentz was becoming. He was maturing before our eyes. It was the Carson Wentz breakout year. We didn't know it yet, but it was going to be the Carson Wentz breakout year. This season, I don't know, maybe it's because there's not been a stir because we like this team from top to bottom. Like was just said, the Eagles probably might be the most complete team in the NFL. Maybe it's the fact that the Redskins are pathetic and the Eagles should, and I put the should out there, should run all over the Redskins tomorrow in 15 hours' time. But something about this game is just, I'm not amped up. I'm not juiced up. So if you can help me get ready for tomorrow's game, I would greatly appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Adam on the cell. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how are you? Thanks for making the call.
All right, absolutely. I wanted to talk about the AB thing.
Please.
But let me help you get juiced up for the birds real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Here's what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going to see two tight ends, Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, go for over 100 yards each with three combined touchdowns. No joke. It's happening.
So you're looking at
this
a route.
This team is going to be so nasty offensively this year. You have no idea. We're putting up 40-plus tomorrow. It's
so
happening.
You're looking at, what are you looking at, like 40 to 20 or 40 to 10?
42-17.
Wow, okay. So, massive cover the spread.
The 17 is 7 points on a garbage, fourth quarter touchdown. We let them feel a little bit good about themselves, right?
So 42, that's six touchdowns. Is there a defensive touchdown in there somewhere? Or are you thinking six offensive touchdowns?
No, I'm thinking five offensive touchdowns, three to the tight ends, one for Miles Sanders, one for D-Jack, and then a defensive touchdown.
You know what, man? If that's the case, we're in for a good season. We're in for a lot of fun. And importantly, if that's the case, you've got me hooked. You've got me right in there right away.
Oh, you need to get down on it because it's happening this year. This offense is going to be nasty. It's going to be two tight ends that nobody can stop. And then the receivers, you don't even it's insane. But let me tell you something about the Antonio Brown thing.
Sure.
This guy is a surefire Hall of Famer. Could have possibly been the best wide receiver in the NFL ever.
I wouldn't stray too far from that. I would agree he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
And I really feel like, do you remember that Bontez perfect hit?
Yeah, we just had somebody mention that as well.
Dude, ever since that hit, I really feel like I've been so on this guy. I told my friends at Fantasy Drafts years ago, I wrote his name in. He didn't even have a sticker. This guy's going to be great.
It's funny too, Adam, before I let you go, it's funny that, up until this whole saga began, when we talked about, the best receivers in the NFL, it was always Julio, Antonio Brown, whoever you decided. But Antonio, Julio was flashy because he was big and he was with the Falcons and it was a great offense. Antonio Brown was just like a guy. He just played and, he just accumulated yards and
really, really well.
Right, exactly.
That's what you need to do in the NFL,
Yeah, and that's a great point, Adam. I appreciate the phone call. We're up against the break. Yeah, he did everything extremely well. But what I meant was I didn't mean to say that he wasn't flashy, because he was, because he's a 100 catch guy, he's a 1,000 1,000 yards guy. He was a guy that, had 10 touchdowns with a potent Steelers offense. What I meant was it was Antonio Brown. It got to the point where it was expected. You expected Antonio Brown to have 10 catches, have 100 yards, have a touchdown, some kind of combination of the three. And maybe that's a product of a good offense, and maybe that's a product of Ben Roethlisberger, but he took advantage of everything that he was given. And for so long, it was just Antonio Brown is a stud, and we didn't hear anything at all from him. And then all of a sudden, it was like he got paid, and the switch flipped. And it was like a new guy that we had never seen before. So was Antonio Brown a good soldier the whole time? Was he playing a role? Was he acting? Or did the money get involved and it went to his head? Does the Vontaze Burfict hit mean more than we think it did? Or do you guys think that maybe he just has finally accepted his role? Because there are certain guys that like to play the villain. And we'll talk about that more on the other side, because there's a guy in tennis. And all of a sudden, I'm a tennis fan. I never was. But there's a guy in tennis that I've actually really enjoyed watching recently. So I'll make a comparison on the other side. We are talking Antonio Brown. We're talking about the Eagles because the game is in less than 16 hours. And I'm not that jacked up. So if you can help me get excited for this game, we're also going to play a game in the 9 o'clock hour just to have a little fun. Little side topic that Dylan McKinnon came up with, who's producing the show today. So Ruben and Mike, hang tight. We'll get to you guys on the other side. We'll give you your full time. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli with you until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
College football kicked off their season. The MLB playoffs are right around the corner. And finally, we get real football. There's so much going on. Get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook and take advantage of their best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or either of the two New York football teams will score in week one, and if they do, you'll double your money. It doesn't get any easier than that. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity best deal of the year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTD and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Football and fun in the sun. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. Incredible. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game ticket, nonstop flights, outstanding hotels, and more. Packages are available for 2, 3, and 4 nights with or without airfare. This is your kind of trip, and South Florida has it all. Football, sun, sand, outstanding food, shopping attractions, and more. Space is limited, so act now. Call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Don't miss this super getaway at a great price. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900. Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
10, no 1.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Fanatic fan favorite.
United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com. That's discoverucd.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall.
That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, a synthetic oil change is just $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk with Clayton and all of Gloucester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Already halfway done the program here tonight. 8:30 on the dot. Tyler's only taking you up until 10 o'clock when our friends at Checkpoint Radio take over from there. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. You heard his voice a little bit earlier today as well. He's doing a terrific job. He was he worked behind the scenes earlier this morning for This Week in Pro Football, and now he's back here. So I can't complain. I did double duty. He's doing double duty. Good work out of you, Dylan. Appreciate that. I was talking about why I can't get excited for the Eagles, and Mike is going to discuss that in just a little bit, but maybe this can help. Maybe. I think it will, because it's great names. It's three great names. It's the Fanatic pregame show. Listen to this cast. It stars former Eagles running back, great Brian Westbrook, former Eagles wide receiver, Mr. Reliable, Jason Avant, and, of course, our very own Devon Givens. That debuts tomorrow morning. It starts at 10 a.m. live from their new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook in Bensalem, my hometown. I'm so happy that Parks is getting involved with us because it's really cool there. This show is presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA, and you can use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So maybe that show will help me get invested. Maybe that show, I'll have to turn it on at 10 o'clock because I love B. West. I love Jason Avant. I love Devon. That's three great guys, great minds. They're going to talk football for 3 hours. They're going to get you excited for the game. And maybe they can help me as well because I need it. I'm just not jacked up for this Eagles-Redskins game like I'd hoped I'd be. So hopefully those three guys can get me going, get me excited, and we'll get going with the 2019 Eagles season. And, of course, we're talking Antonio Brown today as well. It's been a wild ride. It's been a weird 4 weeks. It's been an even weirder 24 hours. Antonio Brown has gone from Raiders wide receiver to suspended to reinstated to not being kicked off the team to being fined to being kicked off the team. And now he's a New England Patriot. Weird turn of events that just happened over the last 24 hours. 610-632-0975. Let's continue this conversation with Ruben in Willingboro. What's going on, Ruben?
What's going on, guys?
How are you? Thanks for making the call.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I think there's tampering going on here.
Oh, really?
It had to be.
Okay, you're the first one to say that tonight, at least to me.
No. he never wanted to play for the Raiders from the beginning.
Yes, pretty evident.
He never did. He went to I think what happened was that he went to made all his noise to make the New England come get him, because that's what he wanted to play for. From the beginning, and I think both the houses are snakes. New England Patriots organizations, they're good, but they're snakes, and they made had a deal in place when Antonio Brown said that he wanted to get out of the organization. And 3 hours later, he's a New England Patriot. I think it was some tampering going on.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily tampering. I think that it's due diligence on the Patriots' part, and that's what makes them so good, is that they're always on top of these things and in front of these things. But there may be something in Antonio Brown's mind, at least on his side of this, that says that he knew he wanted to be a Patriot from the get-go, and when he was traded to the Raiders, he was going to do everything he could to make sure that he might be a Patriot in the future, even if it meant jeopardizing his paycheck and his immediate future. He has to become the bad guy. I think he may have known that. If he didn't, he's crazy. If he did, he's a genius. And if he did know that, knowing he could be a Patriot at the end of all of this, I don't know if it's tampering, but I think it may be at least really good foresight on the part of the Patriots.
I'm saying what you're saying, but it's all ugly. I just don't believe everything that's went down. He never wanted to be a Raider anyway, so I think he wanted to be a Patriot and frozen house the snake that I say he is. And I think that's, he made it happen, and that's what happened after the foul went down.
Ruben, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I agree. I think that Rosenhaus is less than stellar. I don't like big-time clients or big-time agents. Rosenhaus worries me. Boris worries me. Who's the one that's in the NBA now? LeBron's agent. Now I'm blanking on a name. Rich Paul. Rich Paul worries me. I think Rich Paul has the most power out of all of them. All of these big-time agents who get big-time paychecks from their big-time players who also get bigger-time paychecks, they have one agenda, and that agenda is to make money. And when Antonio Brown makes money, Drew Rosenhaus makes money. And Drew Rosenhaus gets like 8%. And when you're getting 8% on $30 million, you do the math. It's a lot of money. That's a house. Just on one player. And Rosenhaus represents a lot more than one player. Let's just take a look real quick at the client list that Drew Rosenhaus has put together. If I can find it, of course. Here you go. Rosenhaus representative. He is worth, the contracts that he has are worth $1.12 billion. He has 112 clients, and the contract years under management for 112 clients is 294 years, which means that every single one of his players average out to more than 2 years per contract because he's the best at what he does, because he represents the best at what they do. Drew Rosenhaus' commission for this season is $33.7 million. And his most valuable client, take a guess. Dylan, you want to take a guess at who his most valuable client is, according to Forbes.com?
Who, Drew Rosenhaus?
Who's Drew Rosenhaus' number one most valuable client?
Oof.
It's not that hard.
Tony Brown?
No, the answer is Antonio Brown, yeah. Yes, it is Antonio Brown. And now, obviously, it's gonna decrease because of the contract that's voided. But yeah, Antonio Brown, T.Y. Hilton, Gronk, still getting paid, by the way. And that gives him $33.7 million. Rosenhaus, not a great guy, at least on the surface. I don't know him personally. I don't know what he's like in real life. I'm not thrilled with him. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Mike on the cell. What's going on, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, I know that you're not real juiced for the game tomorrow. So I had a couple other suggestions for sports for you.
Sure.
At 12:30, China versus Japan in badminton. That looks pretty good. At 2 o'clock, there's women's golf. And at 3 o'clock in Arizona, they have a pickleball championship. It's a state championship.
You know, Mike, I think... And I could be wrong because we're over the airwaves. I think you might be messing with me. Just maybe.
Well, I mean, I figured it's the first game of the season for the Eagles, and it's freaking awesome that, you know, there's got to be something wrong with you. So I figured maybe.
You know what? You're probably right. There might be something wrong with me because in my head, I just look at this and I go, it's Washington. The team is good. This should be a beatdown. At least it should be a beatdown. And, you know, it's kind of like, so listen, I'm a Penn State fan as well. I couldn't get up for Idaho. Idaho didn't thrill me. Penn State won 79-7. I guess my question to you is what makes it different?
That's college football, right? So you got the Eagles who, you know, coming off a couple years off the Super Bowl, back to probably I mean, if you look at their team, they're back to a Super Bowl contender.
Correct.
Starting off the season where we had this huge break of what? We get to watch the Phillies.
Who have been mind-numbingly bad.
They're terrible. So now we got freaking the Eagles. Carson Wentz coming back. Hopefully, he is going to be what he's projected to be.
Sure, back to form.
And we haven't seen him for a while. I am so excited for tomorrow. I'm like, I'm so jittery. I don't know what to say about it. It's going to be so freaking awesome. And then I turn the radio, and you're like, I figured pickleball would be.
It's a different avenue. Mike, I got to ask you before we let you go. We're going to start this game right now. I said we're going to start it in the 9 o'clock hour, but I'll let you be the first one. It's a simple question. There's no wrong answers. Simple question. There's no wrong answers. This game is going to be, we're going to give you a basically like a sports superlative or who do you think? So, and there's no wrong answers. If I were to say to you on September 7th, with only one NFL game being played to this day, who is the National Football League MVP for the 2019 season?
Carson Wentz.
I love it. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. Listen, if you say Carson Wentz, I'm not going to disagree with you. Because I think Carson Wentz has the ability to be an MVP. It's not far-fetched. It's not crazy. You're not a homer. This team is Super Bowl good, and they are Super Bowl great, and they go as Carson Wentz goes. So if you go as Carson Wentz goes, and you win the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz, the likelihood that you're an MVP, pretty high. I think it's pretty good. So that's not a horrible pick. You got a different pick here, Dylan?
I was going to say, what do you think the line is on Antonio Brown as MVP?
Listen, the line's probably astronomical, and if you can get in on it and he wins, it's going to be like watching Leicester City win the EPL a couple seasons ago. It's a great line to get in on if you have the ability to do it. I would recommend it, and just put a dollar down, or $5 down if you have it. Because if you lose, you're going to look, because here's the thing, it's a long futures bet. You're probably going to forget that you placed the bet if you put $5 down. And if you lose, okay, it happens. If you win and you wake up and you get an email that says, congratulations, here's $250, you're going to go, well, all right, this was a great bet. I'm the smartest man alive. So 610-632-0975, that's how we'll play that game going into the 9 o'clock hour. You call up, we'll talk AB or the Eagles, and then we'll give you an NFL superlative going into the season. We're here until 10 o'clock. I'm Tyler Zuli. He's Dylan McKinnon right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Football's better when you've got some skin in the game. Luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia, and do it risk-free. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Sign up using promo code Bob and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on. Money lines, spreads, and more, and special promos running every day. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has a lightning fast withdrawal. If you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, take our birds this Sunday. You can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the birds and don't win. Sign up with my promo code Bob. That's promo code Bob, B-O-B, to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now.
Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Geida's big summer sale, they're extending it. And you get 40% off every window and door you buy. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August. So call Geida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. 1-877-GO-GUIDA is the number. Check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491 or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I've been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlue and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlue is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlue. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlue for $1 at select retailers or MyBlue.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimax of Cherry Hill with a back-to-school message for all parents. Experimax of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned Apple laptops, desktops, and mobile devices for up to 60% off the original price. All products come with a 1-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. Why buy your kids new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? I went to Experimax of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Keyword search Experimax, Cherry Hill. Experimax for back to school, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
NJBettingGuruNew.com, N-E-W New. Let's get this money together with the guru. Let's get it.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Well, I know that no one cares about college football like I do, or at least I'm led to believe that in this city. I mean, maybe I need to go to SEC country, but I am of the firm belief that Willie Taggart might be the worst coach in the history of college football. And I'm sitting across from a Rutgers alum who has had some really bad football coaches, including Greg Schiano.
And Greg Schiano is the best Rutgers coach.
That's the sad part. That's where it begins, not where it ends. It's like Greg Schiano is the back of the line at the ride, and then you get up to the front of the line and the ride breaks. That's the sad part about it. But I am convinced that Willie Taggart is the worst college football coach in the history of college football. Listen, he's 52-58 all-time overall. He's failed upwards repeatedly. He had one good season at Western Kentucky, which parlayed him into a job at South Florida, where he won 6 games in his first 2 seasons. Had one good season with the Bulls in 2016. Somehow turned that into a job at Oregon. Went 7-5 with the Ducks and turned that to a job at Florida State, where, by the way, he's 5-8 and is tied with UL Monroe, and they're about to go to overtime. His team blew a 31-17 lead to Boise State last week, and now UL Monroe, the Warhawks, of the Sun Belt are about to take Florida State to overtime. I don't care if Florida State wins this game. Willie Taggart is a terrible football coach. That's my 2 minutes of college football for the day. 610-632-0975. We're talking Antonio Brown, the saga, the dilemma, the drama, the cartoon, the circus, whatever you want to call it that Antonio Brown has created over the last 4 days, the last 24 hours. We're also talking about the Eagles and the Redskins because I need help getting ready for this game. Of course, we're going to talk about the game itself, but I need help to get ready for this game because I just don't feel like I'm thrilled about the Eagles getting started, and I should be. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Jack in Center City. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for making the call.
All right, so same reason that AB I don't think would be a good fit in Philadelphia is the same reason I think you should be excited about the Birds. Too many mouths to feed. He would be so upset about only getting like four catches or something. We have so many good players on offense. Have you read any of the stuff Pro Football Focus said about us? The number one ranked defensive line. The number one ranked defensive line. The highest rated receiving corps in the league. And we're playing against a team that honestly is not going to maybe get six wins. It's like playing an exhibition game with starters.
Well, and Jack, that actually, what you said up to that last sentence is why I want to get excited. And what you said in that last sentence is the exact reason that I'm not excited. It's like playing an exhibition game with your starters. So to me, and I equated it to college football because I love college football. I'm a Penn State fan. It was like when Penn State played Idaho last week and they beat them 79-7. I know there are two pro teams in this game and it's not going to be 79-7. But to me, there's just, like, not that buzz because of the fact that the Redskins are such a bad team.
Do you remember the game against the Bears, though, in 2017? We destroyed them, and it was such a fun game to watch.
Yeah, but that also, too, the game in 2017. You're talking about the year they won the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was six or 7 weeks into the year. That was when they were on cruise control. They were beating they beat the Bears, the Cardinals, the Niners, the Broncos. We knew that they were a Super Bowl caliber team right then and there when they were running that off. I also already...
The Broncos game was incredible.
Right, 55 points on one of the best defenses in the league. That was a fun season because it led up to what we saw ended up happening. This season, it's the beginning of the year where they get the Redskins, and I'm curious to me if I just will, if I feel like next week against the Falcons is really the first test.
All right, well then, how about the fact that we get D-Jax back? For me, that's got to be the
biggest thing. That's fair. You know what? I'm looking for play-action bomb on one of the first couple of plays.
Cheetahs don't stress.
Hey, Jack, real quick, before I let you go, do you want to play our superlatives game?
Yeah, and I actually want to do the MVP question, if you're okay with it.
You know what? You can, and I will give you a second one as well, if you don't mind. Yes, go ahead. Give me the MVP.
Okay. So I think it's easy to say Wentz, easy to say Mahomes. Honestly, got to go Mayfield. Can you imagine the story being the QB who finally rescued the Browns from just being terrible?
Yeah, the obscurity of the Browns is finally released. Let me ask you this, because and I will let you get to the other question. Are the Browns a playoff team this year?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, their only competition is the Steelers, and right. That team somehow always manages to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Okay, so you've got them winning the division.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's get you another question. We are going to go, which rookie will win Offensive Rookie of the Year?
I want to say Miles Sanders, but I think it could be David Montgomery.
David Montgomery from the Bears. Thanks for the call, Jack. I like that. David Montgomery's got a really good shot at it, even though he didn't get a lot of touches in game one. I think Devin Singletary has a really good shot at it, the running back from the Bills. The likelihood that you're going to see a rookie quarterback this year win it, pretty small, because I don't think any of them are starting. Dwayne Haskins isn't starting. We know it's Case Keenum. Daniel Jones isn't starting for whatever reason. We know that it's Eli Manning. Drew Locke's not a starter, not even close. Any of the other guys really push it for you to the point where you think that a quarterback could win Rookie of the Year? I don't think so. I think you're going to see it be a running back this year. Last year it was Saquon Barkley. It was so obvious. This year, I don't know if it's as obvious. I think that it's going to be a couple of guys fighting for it at the end. So when you call in and you make your Eagles point or you make your Antonio Brown point, we will get you a... I've been calling it superlatives. It's not really superlatives because that's more like most likely to. But we'll play the NFL superlatives. We've gotten Carson Wentz as the MVP. We've gotten Baker Mayfield as the MVP. And we got David Montgomery as the Offensive Rookie of the Year. So you see how this goes. This is kind of how this game's going to progress into the 9 o'clock hour. We do have one more hour coming up. I know that I've been a little shy on the Eagles going into this game. Not to win the game, not to cover anything like that. They're going to do all that. I've been a little bit shy on the fact that I'm not amped up like I thought I'd be this close to the NFL season. And I said that the pregame show is going to help me get there. Something that's going to keep my interest while I'm in the game. It's a brand new show. It's called The Green Zone. It'll be 97.5 The Fanatics, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. They take you into The Green Zone during every Birds game this season. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to put your TV on. You're going to put Fox on. You're going to watch the game, but you're going to turn the sound off because you want to listen to Tyrone and Pat for every single game, talk about the game. During the game, the guys will take a look at some betting lines, prop bets, everything going around the league and the Eagles game as it happens. We're the only station in town that you can talk in-game, so take advantage of it. It's presented by the $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge at PlaySugarHouse.com with a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. If you sign up now and make your week one picks before September 8th, visit PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So if the guys in the pregame show get me amped up, the guys in the green zone are going to keep me going. And we do have a postgame, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit later. 610-632-0975 is your number to get aboard. We've got wide open lines for the first time today, so we will take you into the 9 o'clock hour talking Antonio Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles as they get set to take on the Washington Redskins tomorrow at Lincoln Financial Field. 610-632-0975. I'm Tyler Zulli. He's Dylan McKinnon right here on The Fanatic.
Washington.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Your business can do a lot in 10 minutes, like make a big sale, surprise and delight a customer, or come up with the winning idea. And right now, 10 minutes is all it takes to help your business cut down on costs, interruptions, and download times. Introducing the Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Give us 10 minutes. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet service, we'll give you $300 for your time. Call 1-800-501-6000 now. Comcast Business goes beyond fast with high-speed internet. That means downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, get bandwidth for all apps and devices. It all starts with our gig speed network. Call 1-800-501-6000 now for your Comcast Business 10-minute advantage. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available to current Comcast Business customers. Comparison based on download speeds and does not include Ethernet service. Proof of current internet speed and competitive bill in the last 60 days required. One $300 prepaid card per company. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money, flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
College football kicked off their season. The MLB playoffs are right around the corner. And finally, we get real football. There's so much going on. Get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook and take advantage of their best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or either of the two New York football teams will score in week one, and if they do, you'll double your money. It doesn't get any easier than that. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Football and fun in the sun. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. Incredible. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game ticket, nonstop flights, outstanding hotels, and more. Packages are available for 2, 3, and 4 nights with or without airfare. This is your kind of trip, and South Florida has it all. Football, sun, sand, outstanding food, shopping, attractions, and more. Space is limited, so act now. Call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Don't miss this super getaway at a great price. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900. Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900.
Incubus, 20 years of Make Yourself and beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus, on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood, 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
You know, I've got a couple of comments heading into the 9 o'clock hour. They're threefold. First things first. Great pull. That's comment number one. Tremendous pull on that song there. That might have done it. Yeah, keep it going for a little bit. You helped me out here. All right. I can see the robot. I can see the guys doing the pregame show, wrapping up. All 5 of them picking the Eagles. All right. Yeah, you're good. You've got me excited. At least a little bit more than I thought. Comment number two. I did make a mistake. I said that no rookie quarterback has a legitimate shot to win the Rookie of the Year. I did get corrected on Twitter. I appreciate this, David. He said that Kyler Murray has a good shot at winning it. And yes, that's true. Kyler Murray does have a good shot at winning it. However, my only caveat to that is that Kyler Murray is on such a bad football team that I don't know what his limitations are and I don't know what his ceiling is. I think that the Bills are better than the Cardinals. I think that the Bears are better than the Cardinals. So I don't know what to think about Kyler Murray. I think he's going to be electric. I think he's going to make a ton of really good plays. I think he's going to make a ton of mistakes. Because he's a rookie. He's a great athlete. He's a good quarterback. But he's not on a good team. There's a reason he was drafted with the first overall pick. Because that Cardinals team was bad. So you're right, David. Thank you for correcting me. Third thing I'd like to get at is that I made a comment on Twitter a couple of days ago about one thing that bugged me. You know, everybody has their little audible issues. And what I mean by that is people say certain things and you don't like the way that they pronounce the word. One of them in particular for me is the way that people pronounce the word song. I don't like when people put a long O in it. It weirds me out. Totally weirds me out. But the one that I hate more than anything is that when people put letters in words that aren't there, and in particular, when people put the letter R in the word Washington.
Washington?
Yeah, exactly. There's no R in that word. I've been spelling it for a really long time. Between the fact that I cover sports, and there are a lot of Washington teams in the NFL and in college basketball and college football, and the fact that I have a history degree, so there's a pretty big president with that last name. You know, maybe you've heard of him. He's kind of important. There is no R in the word Washington. It's not even close. Like, if you were to say, like, you know, butcher the W-A-S-H, I get it. But there's no R in the word Washington. Please stop. Please. I am begging you. But let's get back to the topic on hand. 610-632-0975. We're talking, of course, about the Eagles. And as Dylan puts on the board for our next caller, Washington, not correct. The Eagles in Washington, as they get set to go next, or tomorrow, I should say, not next weekend. It's tomorrow. And I did mention that there was a parallel between Antonio Brown, who we've been talking about all show, and a tennis player. And I've never been a big tennis fan. I appreciate tennis. I think it's fun to watch. I think that tennis players are insanely underappreciated as athletes. Watching a tennis match is exhausting. I can't imagine being a part of it. But there is a player in the men's side of tennis who hails from Russia, and his name is Daniil Medvedev. And again, I've not been a big follower of tennis. I know the big names. I know Nadal. I know Federer. I know Djokovic. You know, all those people. Serena Williams on the women's side, who did not win today. But I've never heard of this Medvedev guy before this tournament. And I put a little bit of scratch on the tournament. And my bet's out because Roger Federer lost. And I'm not bitter, I promise. But this Medvedev guy reminds me so much of Antonio Brown, where he enjoys the limelight and he almost likes to be the anti-hero. He likes to be the villain. He likes to be the guy that's in the spotlight, having his face on camera and being interviewed. And after a win a couple of rounds ago, Medvedev was interviewed at the U.S. Open. And he basically said, "Thank you for booing me. Thank you for rooting against me. You were my motivation. You guys in the stands were my motivation to help me win this match." And it seems like the parallels between Medvedev and Antonio Brown are real. They're very real. And so I really have to ask, and maybe somebody with more tennis experience than me can explain this a little bit better. Why do I enjoy watching Medvedev? And maybe it's because I'm new to the sport, but why do I enjoy watching Medvedev play and be the anti-hero, or maybe even a villain? And I watch what happened with Antonio Brown and I go, "You're crazy." And in fact, you might be off your rocker. Is it because of the fact that Medvedev just goes out and plays and wins and then he says that I'm better than you? I don't know. 610-632-0975. So we are talking Antonio Brown. Of course, we are getting set for the Eagles and the Washington Redskins tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Kyle in West Philly. You're up next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Kyle?
How you doing, guy? How you doing?
I'm doing, man. I'm doing well, man. Thanks for taking the call.
I'm amazed, man, how y'all can disrespect the divisional game, man. I really am. Now I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. Okay. I got a game, right? And I respect Washington. I mean, I respect New York, the game I got to play. It's going to be a close game. But you to sit here and act like Washington shouldn't even get on a plane is amazing. Their defense is the truth. You understand what I'm
talking
about?
Their front four is good, yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree.
their front four is good. And they competed good against the Eagles for over years and years. And one more thing, the Eagles haven't put nobody in no preseason game to get no work. I know y'all say preseason wasn't good this year, but I've been watching it. The people in this division have been getting it in, putting their starters in, and I haven't seen nothing from the Eagles, man. I just haven't. So how do you explain that time when you're going to beat them 41-7? I don't understand that.
Well, so, all right, I didn't say 41-7. I never gave a score, and quite honestly, I think it's going
to
be.
I heard a call. I listened to sports radio all
sure.
day. So, you know what I mean?
I think it's going to be a slugfest game. I do. I think it's going to be. I listen, as a Cowboys fan, can you objectively say that the Eagles are better than the Redskins?
Yeah, I can say that they're better,
sure.
but it's still a divisional game,
right,
man.
Right, and it's a divisional game. You're right. It's the first game of the year, and it is the fact that the Eagles haven't suited anybody up for the preseason. That's what worries me. Kyle, you and I agree on this. You and I aren't differing. Here's my thing. The fact that the Eagles could win this game 30-17, and the score is more lopsided than what the game really indicated, is a very real possibility.
Oh, and the reason why I say I don't see that, I see if the Eagles going to win, it's going to be a little closer than what you're giving up. Why? Because all these people that the Eagles brought in, man, you have no chemistry on the football team. That's just my thing.
Who have they brought in other than DeSean Jackson and Malik Jackson that's going to make a massive impact?
But that's big time. Your quarterback ain't playing football in a while, and you're not going to tell me just because of practice you're going to get all this chemistry.
Well, no, I think you can only get that chemistry on.
Yeah, my bad. See you later, bro.
Kyle, appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man. Yeah, he was right to that point. And it was a clear slip of the tongue. He knows. So, Kyle, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, the divisional matchup thing is real, especially in the NFC East, where there's history and they are a conglomerate of four teams that like to beat up on each other, regardless of record. But also, you have to look at it this way. Last year, the Eagles were 2-0 against the Redskins. They won 24-0, and they won 28-13. Once with Foles, once with Wentz. 2 years ago, the Eagles were 2-0 against the Redskins. 30-17, 34-24. In the year that they won 9 games, they were 0-2 against the Redskins. Or 7 games, excuse me. They were 0-2 against the Redskins. But they are 4-0 in their last 4 games against Washington. Sports are cyclical. There's ups and there's downs. If there weren't, it would be called college football. And I know I sound hypocritical by saying that because I love the college football game, but sports are cyclical. There's ups and there's downs. So you're going to win 4 consecutive divisional games against a particular team, and then they're going to come back and beat you four times in a row. Do you guys remember how hard it was to sit and watch good Eagles teams lose to bad Redskins teams year after year? Because the last 4 times the Eagles have played the Redskins, they've won. The 4 times before that, they've lost. Kirk Cousins had the Eagles' number. He did. He played exceptionally well. He got up for games against the Eagles. For whatever reason, he did. But all of sports are cyclical. So to say that the fact that just because it's a divisional game means that the Eagles are going to not put out their best product or the Redskins are going to get up for this game, that's just simply not true. The Eagles are a better team from 1-53. The Redskins have a really good front four. They have a good pass rush. Trent Williams is not going to play on the offensive line. Fabian Moreau is not playing in the secondary. Jordan Reed, their tight end, is not playing. That's 3 important pieces. And until I'm told otherwise, I know that Brandon Brooks is going to try to play. Jason Peters is playing. Nigel Bradham, going to try to play. The only one that we know that's definitely not playing is Jalen Mills, because he's on the PUP. So from 1-53, the Philadelphia Eagles are a better football team than the Washington Redskins. I think it's going to be a close game, but not because it's a divisional game. Not because it's just because it's Washington, it's a close game. It's going to be a close game because of the fact of what he laid out, Kyle, what Kyle laid out was correct. Nobody on the Eagles has played in 4 weeks. And more importantly, nobody on the Eagles has played in 6 months. So to say that it's a close game because of rust, that's fair. To say that it's a close game just because it's a divisional game, not so much. The Eagles are going to win this game. I have no doubt. And quite honestly, before I get to my prediction, I'll do that a little bit later. Quite honestly, the Eagles winning this game didn't fire me up until I got a call from a Cowboys fan. I think he made fair points. You know, it's not like he came on and just said the Eagles suck. We're done with this team. But when you hear from a fan of another team, that kind of sets the mood. That gets you into the perspective that the Cowboys don't think that the Eagles are as good as the Eagles think they are. And Cowboys fans don't think that the Eagles are as good as they think they are. I try to be as objective as possible. And I think that the Dallas Cowboys are a darn good football team. You heard from Sal Palantonio earlier today. He doesn't think so. He thinks they're a 7 or 8 win team. I respect Sal tremendously. So I respectfully disagree. I think the Cowboys are a 10 or 11 win team, just like the Eagles are. The wins are going to have to come outside your division to win the division. Because I think both of these teams have the ability to go 5-1. They beat each other once, and then they go undefeated the rest of the way. I think it's truly possible. But to say that the Eagles, just because of the fact that it's a divisional game, they're not as good, or the Redskins are better in some aspect somehow, because it's a divisional game, that doesn't hold any weight for me anymore. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Jimmy in Mount Holly. What's going on, Jimmy?
Yeah, Tyler, I hate to agree with a Dallas fan because I liken them to the algae that I skim off of my pool when I close it down for the year.
That's kind of you.
He is right. I mean, we shouldn't take them lightly, and I'm not. I have 27-20 birds. I mean, I don't think they'll lose, but I think Washington will compete. I just want to say something I heard you just say about the winning streak. New Orleans lost in week 1 to Tampa Bay, but they got smoked. They had some nice long winning streak against the Bucs. So I say you really can't go by that, like, you know, what happened last year and the year before. I mean, and right. I'm not putting that into my argument at all, but this game is going to be close. I mean, I'm not going to say nail-biter where we're going to feel like we're going to lose at really any point, but I mean, I think Washington will compete.
Yeah, I do too, and I think that it's not necessarily, again, it's not to say that they're a divisional rival, so it's just automatic chalk it up. I think that the Eagles' rust factor, plus the fact that the Skins do have a decent defense, and the fact that Case Keenum, while he's probably not going to win them a game, there's a likelihood that he won't lose them the game like he did in the Minnesota game. Listen, he's a game manager. So I think that you've got a guy that's decent enough to get the job done, much like Eli Manning, to keep it close. I think it's going to be comfortable, but it's never going to be 25-point lead.
No, absolutely not. I mean, he's not going to go down the field. They'll do a lot of checking down. I think they'll run the ball somewhat successfully. But the tennis thing, I think I can explain that for you. John McEnroe, shortly after he retired, was on 60 Minutes, and Mike Wallace asked him, "Do you think tennis is boring without you?" He said, "It was boring with me." He said, "Without me, it's a total joke." I mean, it's a boring sport. I mean, we sort of respect the athleticism and the great plays, but when you get a bad boy like him or the man you were talking about, or Ili Nastasi, which really goes way back,
sure.
I mean, to me, people gravitate to those types. I mean, we don't want serial killers or child molesters, but, you know, bratty types and flamboyant types, I think a lot of fans will gravitate towards.
Yeah, it's the guys that are comfortable in front of the camera. Listen, I don't need mud when my interview happens. You need some life. And I think even as someone who's been in the journalism field before, and this isn't journalism, this is opinionated, but when you're objective, you do want life because that gives you a story.
Yeah, and then there was Bjorn Borg, who, in my opinion, is on the Mount Rushmore of all-time greats, was very stoic and really showed no emotion. And a lot of people complained about that. They said, oh, it's all well and good to have this great tennis, but the guy seems like he's a robot out there. I don't know, with me, I just like the great tennis. I mean, I really love Bjorn Borg and appreciated his game. I didn't really care. I mean, I don't object to the antics. I mean, you know, a lot of people hated McEnroe also. But I mean, I just like good tennis. I like good sports. I mean, the behavior is a secondary thing, as long as it's not like really wicked stuff, like, you know, the stuff I do.
Sure, of course. Now, Jimmy, before I let you go, we've been playing this this NFL superlative game. Would you like a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. All right, so my question for you is, which wide receiver is going to be the first to 1,000 yards of this season?
Julio Jones.
Jimmy, I appreciate the call. That is exactly who I was going to go with as well. There are so many weapons on that Falcons team. It's a combination of a couple things. I don't like Matt Ryan, but I think Matt Ryan has so many weapons around him that Julio Jones, now with a contract, he's happy. He's going to be on the field a lot. He said he's going to try to go for 3,000 yards this season. I don't know. I don't think that's possible, but he said he's going to try for it. The combination of the fact that they're offensively minded, they dominate offense or on the offensive side of the ball. Plus, I don't think that Falcons defense is very good. So I think that the offense is going to throw the ball a lot to stay in games. And maybe not even to stay in games, but to get ahead so that their defense has some room in case that there is a meltdown. So I think that's a great pick by Jimmy. I would go with Julio Jones as well. I think DeAndre Hopkins at this point is the best receiver in the NFL, but I truly believe that Julio Jones will be the first receiver to 1,000 receiving yards this season. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Chris and Yardley. What's going on, Chris?
I just had a point. I'm kind of questioning this idea where you're coming from on the whole Cowboys are going to be what the Cowboys are going to be, because I don't think a single person in Philadelphia is actually seeing any of the preseason, and we're predicating this all on what happened last season, which would be fine if we had the same team and they had the same team. However, some vastly different things have occurred, so I'm kind of understanding that we're just basing this off of the past, and that kind of seems like a foolish thing to do. So where are we getting this idea that somehow the Cowboys are going to be up to what they're able to do? I understand the players they have, but why off of last year are they suddenly going to be the team that we're so afraid of this year?
Well, I think because of the fact that, A, you've got two divisional games against them, which could immediately and impact your season just on the surface right there with two games either way. It could swing two games your way. It could swing two games their way. Plus the fact that now that Zeke's paid, they don't have any distractions until Dak decides to act up. And if that doesn't happen, they've got themselves a good offense with a good offensive line. I think I'm probably the only person in this city that thinks Dak is better than most. And they have a very good defensive front between the linebackers and front four. So this Cowboys team, while we want to say it's the Cowboys, the Eagles are better, and they may be. The Eagles may be better on paper. I think that the Cowboys and Eagles both are playoff bound, and it's just a matter of who can win the divisional games and who can win the similar games, because obviously the Cowboys have a little bit of a tougher schedule having to play that first place schedule.
I understand. It just sounds to me like you just described how football works. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
What?
If you're going to call the show, listen, I'm open to take all calls. I really am. If you're a Cowboys fan, we'll talk. I think I'm one of the few people that's like ultra objective here. I look at things from almost from a journalistic standpoint with opinions. If there was a way to mix the two, that would be me. So if you're going to call, that's fine. But if you're going to, if you're just going to tell me that you just explain football, come to the show. Go ahead. All right, so 610-632-0975. Here's the thing. Why are the Dallas Cowboys a good football team? Because they have everything I just said. They have the tangibles. They have a good pass rush. Leighton Vander Esch is one of the nicest young linebackers in the league. They have a decent secondary. It's not great, but it's good. Zeke's the best running back in football. Dak's playable. He's not Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is better than Dak. It's objectively true. But he's good. Amari Cooper is a legitimate one. They don't have a good tight end. They had to pull Jason Witten out of the booth. But what about this team makes you think that they're so bad that they can't be an NFC East contender? There's only two good teams in the NFC East, and there's two really bad teams in the NFC East. So what makes you think that they're not an NFC East contender? I don't understand. There's no need for the attitude. Anyway, 610-632-0975. I've told you about the pregame show with our friends Brian Westbrook and Jason Devant. Jason Avant and Devon Givens. I told you about the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. Lastly, we're not done. We're going to get to the post-game show. So after the game's over, after you've celebrated an Eagles win, it's going to be close. I agree with Jimmy from Mount Holly. It's going to be a close game, but the Eagles will win this game. Come celebrate with our friends Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. They're on after every single Birds game for the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. And yes, that includes, I asked, I was curious, it was the first question that came to my mind, what happens with Jamie when they play a late Monday night game or a late Sunday night game? And Jamie said, very bluntly, I'll be sleeping on the couch. He will be back in for the morning show the next day. So that's a trooper right there, but that's going to be a good show as well. So we've got the pregame show with B. West, Jason Avant, Devon Givens. In-game, the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. And post-game, it'll be Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. And if Andrew's as fired up about the Eagles as he is about the Phillies this season, that should make for a really fun 10 hours of Fanatic broadcasting. 610-632-0975. We got two segments left. We're talking Eagles, Redskins, and we're also discussing the Antonio Brown situation. Lance in Arizona, you'll be the first one up. And then it can be you, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Dylan McKinnon, right here until 10 o'clock on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Football's better when you've got some skin in the game. Luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia, and do it risk-free. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Sign up using promo code Bob and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on. Money lines, spreads, and more, and special promos running every day. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has a lightning-fast withdrawal. If you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, take our Birds this Sunday. You can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the Birds and don't win. Sign up with my promo code Bob. That's promo code Bob, B-O-B, to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now.
Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus, even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
The nose knows. Think you smell natural gas? Go to a safe location and call PECO to report it. The smell is faint or it comes and goes? Call PECO to report it. Is the smell not at your house, but somewhere else? Call PECO to report it. Think someone else already called? Still, call PECO's emergency line at 1-800-841-4141 to report it just in case. They'll be there 24-7 to check it out at no cost to you. That's 1-800-841-4141.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
It's back to school, and Target has 50-cent school supplies for every school list. Target's got 50-cent folders, note cards, and composition notebooks.
Noted. Send this to my publisher.
50-cent Elmer's glue.
Slime-tastic!
Target even has 50-cent crayons, colored pencils, and washable markers.
For when you color outside the lines.
get 50 cents school supplies for every school list. Low prices for back to school at Target. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, you! You! You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491. Or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. Allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Football and fun in the sun. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. Incredible. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game ticket, nonstop flights, outstanding hotels, and more. Packages are available for 2, 3, and 4 nights with or without airfare. This is your kind of trip. And South Florida has it all. Football, sun, sand, outstanding food, shopping attractions, and more. Space is limited, so act now. Call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Don't miss this super getaway at a great price. For the best in Philly sports travel, call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900. Join thousands of Philly football fans on December 1st at the Hard Rock Stadium in Florida to cheer our men in green against Miami. Deals start at just $400. Yes, you heard it right. That's $400. And that includes your game ticket. For the best in Philly sports travel, we'll call the Travel Authority at 800-220-3900.
Looking for a new Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Buick, or GMC? Then the Peruzzi Auto Group is for you. Because only Peruzzi has amazingly low prices on every vehicle we have. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Sports Talk, Westchester, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's about 9:31 here at 97.5 Fanatic. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Tyler Zuli, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. We're here until 10 o'clock on the Fanatic. That's when we turn things over to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. They'll take you until midnight. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big day. So here's kind of a rundown of how things will work tomorrow. We'll have our early morning programming, of course, you know, like we normally do. And then here's how we'll kick things off. The new Fanatic pregame show starts things off at 10 o'clock. It stars Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Givens. It debuts tomorrow at 10 o'clock live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook. It's presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So that's how we'll start things off. And then during the game, we have the Green Zone with Pat Egan and Tyrone Johnson. They'll take all your calls. We'll take live reactions as the game's happening. And, of course, now that we're allowed to talk about this, we'll get betting going. We'll get prop bets, in-game live betting, all that good stuff. Stuff you've been doing for probably a long time, but now we can talk about it. And then after the game, we've got Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. They'll take you in the postgame show. Hopefully, we're discussing an Eagles win. So 610-632-0975. We are discussing the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins and the Antonio Brown saga, which has finally concluded for now. Antonio Brown went into hibernation for now. I don't know how long that sleep will last, but he's in hibernation for now. So let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Lance in Arizona. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you on this side of the glass.
So with the Antonio Brown thing, dude, I look at that offense, man. That makes Josh Gordon, in my opinion, even more scary to them because you're going to have to run a second number two corner at Josh Gordon with no help because you're going to wind up having the number one corner on Antonio Brown and shade the safety over to him. So the middle of that field is going to be all Edelman for whatever he wants, and you have Josh Gordon be the number one wide receiver going against the number two. That's unbelievably how it worked out for them since the beginning of August to have him come back, and then you have him, and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, and now just imagine, think about this, because for the first time in however many years, the Patriots don't have a tight end that they can just go, yep, he's our guy. So imagine if Gronk was still there among all of this.
Oh man, they'd be unstoppable. Their offense would be unstoppable. You wouldn't be able to stop. Like, I don't think they're unbeatable because I don't think their defense is nearly as good.
I agree.
As it's been in the past, but like their offense, man, you're going to have to score 30 something points to beat them. Kind of like the Super Bowl, you're going to have to score that many points to beat them.
Well, and that's the thing is, you saw in the Super Bowl last year against the Rams that if they can hold teams. You know, and it sounds ridiculous because it's how sports work. If they could hold teams to a low number, they don't have to be an offensive juggernaut. Now they might be an offensive juggernaut on top of being able to hold teams to a low number. This is a really good Patriots team, and it got even better with the acquisition of Antonio Brown.
Oh, I 100% agree. Like, I don't... Like, I thought the Chiefs would beat them this year because I thought the Chiefs would be better off.
I did, too.
I just don't see them being able to, even with their offense, they're not good enough defensively, even with the additions they made to stop that team, especially if they're going into New England. I just don't see it because they can run it or they can throw it, and I don't see the Chiefs doing it. But with the Eagles,
sure.
I wanted to make this point. I hate Dallas. I don't like Dallas, and I hope they fall off the face of the planet during the season. But I also know that they have a lot of talent on that team.
Correct.
And there's a lot of Philadelphia fans that just look at them and they're like, oh, man, they're not that good. They have all these stretches. You know what? Dallas might be the only team with distractions that actually might play better with distractions than almost any other team in the league.
Well,
they have distractions almost every year.
They've figured some of them out. They've paid Zeke, and that was obviously the big one. But you're right. When you put that blue star on your helmet, no matter what the team is, there's distractions because regardless if you still view them as America's team or not, they're still in the limelight all the time. They play that 425 America's game almost every week. They're a team that it's a good football team. They have talent on both sides of the ball. So to say just because you don't like Dak that they're a bad football team is erroneous.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't think Dak's as good as Carson Wentz.
No, for sure.
I don't think he's some bad quarterback. I just don't think he's a top 10 quarterback. I do think he's a top 20, top 15, even in that range, if you look at some of those guys, because he knows how to win. The problem is they're going to wind up paying him more than what he's worth.
Correct.
I think at some point in time, it's going to catch up to him because of the way the salary cap is. Although that 2021 season's coming up where they're going to have to redo the CBA, so you never know. But
it could end up being a bargain by the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point, is that when that CBA changes, we don't know what's going to happen. They might move because there was talk about it, they might move quarterback off of salary cap at all.
That would be huge. That would change. I mean, that would change the entire landscape of the league.
Yeah, which to me, then if you're paying Dak Prescott, you can pay him whatever you want because it's not really hurting your salary cap at that point. To me, he's good enough to win games. I think the Eagles are a better team. But I don't think it's some giant gap between those two teams because Dallas is pretty good. The Saints are pretty good. Although I don't know how Breeze is going to play this year. I thought he kind of tailed off towards the end of last year. The Rams are good. I think Seattle, they should have went and tried to get Antonio Brown. They desperately need a wide receiver.
Yeah, Lance, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man. Always enjoy hearing Lance in Arizona because he's always so well prepared. Always so well prepared for his calls. He's got stats. He's got everything. The NFC is clearly better than the AFC because of the fact that it's deeper. You know, and Lance mentioned all those teams. He mentioned the Eagles, he mentioned the Cowboys, the Saints, the Rams, the Seahawks. There are multiple divisions that have two teams that could not only be division winners, but could also run deep into the playoffs. Because if you think about it, and I'm not on the Browns hype train like everybody else, until I see it. If I see it and it works, then I'll tell you I was wrong. But if you think about it, in the AFC East, it's the Patriots and a large gap and everybody else. Now, the Jets might be better and the Bills might be better, but the Dolphins may be the worst team in football. In the AFC North, I think it's the Steelers and then the Ravens and the Browns, but I don't think any of those three teams are truly Super Bowl contenders. You go to the South, it was the Colts. The Colts were the front runner. But are the Colts or the Houston Texans, either of them, Super Bowl contenders? Probably not. And then you go to the West, which is probably the only division in the AFC that has two legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And the Chargers fall off until they get Derwin James back. So until they get Derwin James back, it's the Chiefs and then the Chargers, and I don't know how close it is. Once they get your best player back, everything changes. When you go to the NFC, I mean, if you think about the teams that could win a Super Bowl or go represent the NFC out of the conference, the Eagles could, the Cowboys could, the Saints could, the Rams could, the Seahawks could. You could even make an argument probably that the Bears could. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC. It's deep, it's talented, and it's just better than the AFC. So to say that there's some significant gap between the Eagles and the Cowboys is false. I don't know what narrative that's being pushed as a narrative, but it's not true. The Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys. Yes. Factual. The Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys by a lot. Not correct. That is not true. The Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys by a small margin. They have a better quarterback. The Cowboys have a better running back. The Eagles have a better receiving core, although I take Cooper over all the other receivers. The Eagles' core is better. Tight end is where the Eagles dominate. Offensive line is close. You could go either way. Interior D-line, I'd go Eagles. Defensive end, I'd go Cowboys. Linebacker, I'd go Cowboys. I think that's their biggest advantage. Corners, I'd go Cowboys. Safeties, I'd go Eagles. So it's not like the Eagles are running away with it.
And coach is definitely Eagles.
Coach is Eagles, for sure. I don't think that there's any questioning that. But it's not this wide gap that everybody wants to believe it is just because it's the Cowboys. There's a wide gap between the Eagles and the Redskins. There's a wide gap between the Eagles and the Giants. There's also a wide gap between the Cowboys and those two teams. There's not a wide gap between the Eagles and the Cowboys. 610-632-0975. We've got one more segment before we hand things off to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. I am Tyler Zulli, taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
College football kicked off their season. The MLB playoffs are right around the corner. And finally, we get real football. There's so much going on. Get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook and take advantage of their best offer yet. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. Right now, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost. Bet on whether Philly or either of the two New York football teams will score in week one, and if they do, you'll double your money. It doesn't get any easier than that. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Incubus. 20 years of make yourself. And beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus. On the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Want healthy, strong, moisturized hair? No matter how you wear it, you only need one thing. The magic of gold. Unlike some products that just sit on the surface, Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand. It provides deep moisture and strengthens from within. Created by experts who live your texture. Gold Series works better because it's made better.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey guys, this Thursday through Saturday, get the Double Visions for their tap takeover with the New Belgium Brewery. This is your chance to try some great micro brews from New Belgium. During football season, every Sunday and Monday night, register to win a trip to see the Birds take on Washington on December 15th. Tickets and 2 nights accommodation are included in the package. This Thursday through Saturday, don't miss the New Belgium tap takeover, only at Double Visions on Easton Road in Horsham.
What's up, guys? It's the Guru here from NJBettingGuruNew.com, bringing you the top sports betting plays daily, guys. That's right, NJBettingGuruNew.com, N-E-W New. We're bringing you monster parlays every week. We're smashing these bookies, guys. Follow us on Instagram at NJBettingGuruNew. Get those signups in now, and let's get this money together with the Guru. Let's get it.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
One final segment here on 97.5 The Fanatic before we turn things over to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. I am Tyler Zulli. He is Dylan McKinnon. You are you. So welcome back for one final segment here as we continue to talk about Antonio Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins. Dylan, it's time to give our picks, I think. But before we do that, one thing I do have to mention is that starting on Monday and every Monday from here on out at 9:30, Donovan McNabb, yep, number 5, we'll always love you. Donovan McNabb joins Farzetta and Trey in the morning every single Monday at 9:30 to break down the Eagles game each week. Pretty cool. I'm pretty excited to hear McNabb's takes because he doesn't hold anything back. You know, he's not Freddie Mitchell holding anything back, but he's pretty vocal. So I'm excited to listen to hear what he has to say each week. All right, it's that time. It's time to give picks. Because we've heard everything from the Eagles will lose to 41-7. And it's probably going to be somewhere in between. I don't truly think that they're going to blow anybody away. Not in week one. And they're not going to lose this football game. So, to me, this game comes down to the trenches. Because this is week one. This is the NFL at its most primitive state. Passing offenses are bad. Passing defenses are bad, but run defenses are good. So it's going to be who can establish the run early and then set up the pass after in the game. So it's going to be Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson versus Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. Now on the surface, I think that the Redskins probably have that edge. I do. I still think Peterson's a good ball player, and I'm interested to see what Geis has left or what Geis can bring after the injury. But at the end of the day, the Eagles are a better football team than the Redskins. I've said it time and time again. It's true. It's not a subjective. It's an objective fact. They are a better football team than the Washington Redskins going into week one. So the Eagles are going to win this game. And the Eagles are going to cover the spread. The Eagles are going to win this game 23-10. And they're going to get to that 23 mark on a late touchdown. It'll be 16-10 for most of the way.
or for a majority of the way, and they'll score a late touchdown to seal the deal, and they'll win this game 23-10 and improve to 1-0 to start the season. Dylan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was in a similar thing to you. I think it's going to be kind of a sloppy first half. I think there's going to be some rust to shake off, but my thing going into this game is I look at Washington's offense, and I just don't see much there. You have Geis and Peterson, but beyond that, you have Case Keenum. He doesn't scare me. The offensive line is...
Well, your best player's not playing.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of takes everything out of it.
Yeah, they have no Trent Williams. They're putting Donald Penn out there, and even worse, they have Eric Flowers
is the left guard.
In the middle. They
kicked him inside because he's so pathetic on the outside that they said, we're going to give you help with a former tight end.
Yeah.
And you're going to play on the inside. You're going to play the left guard spot. So let me ask you something real quick before you give me your predictions. If I were to say to you, name me one Redskins wide receiver, could you do it? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the answer I expected. They are going to start tomorrow. Paul Richardson.
Hey, he's there now. He's
Trey Quinn. And Terry McLaurin.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, number 17. He's a rookie out of Ohio State. Here's the thing. We've got two Big Ten guys here. And we just got a who. Because he wasn't a focal point of the offense. Not as much as Paris Campbell or J.K. Dobbins or Mike Weber or Dwayne Haskins, obviously. He went in the third round of this year's draft. He was taken 76th overall. This offense it's putrid. That's why I have them scoring 10 points. You haven't scored any more than that?
I was going to go 10 points. I think I'm giving the Eagles a bit more points to you. I had them at 27 because I think it'll be close for a while, but I think in the second half they're going to pull away and it'll end up being like 27-10. And, I mean, we mentioned Trent Williams not being there, but Jordan Reed, as per usual, also
no Jordan Reed either. Yeah, so let's take a look at that depth chart one more time. We're going to take a look at the Redskins' depth chart.
They've got Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis, who is like 817 years old. And then Jeremy Sprinkle is the backup tight end tomorrow.
Who?
Jeremy Sprinkle out of Arkansas. For our third-year guy, he was drafted in the fifth round in 2017. That's who is the backup tackle or tight end today. So I think it's sloppy. I don't think it's a great game, but they're going to win the game, and they're going to cover the spread. 610-632-0975 as we wrap things up here tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic. If you've got any late-minute predictions, I know you're going to have a chance to talk to all of our hosts tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun leading up to the game. But if you want to get on with me before the show ends in 4 minutes, give me your game prediction. Let's wrap things up with Ryan in KOP. You're on the Fanatic. What's going on, Ryan?
Yo, brother. It's Mix. What's good, man?
Hey, what's up, Mix? How are you, bro?
Chilling, man. How are you?
You know what? I'm living the dream, man.
I hear you. Yo, brother, I got your prediction for you.
Go ahead.
I like the 23 to like 10. I like that range they cover. Birds win, start 1-0 for the season. I like it.
1-0 for sure. I think this Redskins team is just too poor to beat this team. Let me ask you, Ryan, Migs, before I let you go. Is there an X factor for you in this game because of the fact that we think they're going to win? I mean, in fact, we're all pretty bullish. We know they're going to win. So what separates this team from the Redskins?
You know what, man? I think it's going to be Carson Wentz in the running game, one of the two. Because to be honest, you know, the Deshaun Jackson sign is not overly impressive to me.
You know, you're in the minority there.
I know. I think he's more of a decoy in that field, which I don't mind. It opens a field. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to do things that's not on the stat book. But as far as him getting, like, numbers, I'm not feeling that. I think it's more going to be other people. You know, I think... You know, Jeffries, Aguilar are going to get more open because of it, as well as the tight ends. And then the running game will open up. And that's why I think tomorrow and the rest of the season, the running game will be all right moving forward, as long as they stay healthy. And then obviously, Carson's staying healthy.
All right, man, you're going to be the last one of the night, so let's wrap this game up strong. Do you want to play the superlatives game before we get going?
Yeah, brother.
All right, sure. So every year there's a team that starts that goes from worst to first, and there's a team that goes from first to worst. If you had to pick a team that was a bad team last year that's going to make the playoffs this year, who would you go with?
We'll go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, wow, that's a huge step from the worst team in the league up to a playoff team. I like Kyler Murray a lot. I really do. I think that he's got a lot of talent, and I think he's got a lifespan in this league. I am not thrilled about Murray's projections this season, but I am thrilled about Kyler Murray's projections going into his NFL career. Let's take one more phone call really quickly before we get going. JR on the cell. What's going on, JR?
Hey, I don't know where the predictions are coming from, but I honestly think they're gonna be winning 34-3 or 7.
Wow, you're going big time.
Oh yeah. Who do you double? You got Alshon Jeffrey on the outside. You're gonna have DeSean Jackson people are gonna be scared he's gonna blow the top off the coverage. Then you also got Zerts that's gonna come across the middle on the deep post. Then you also got another person in Aguilar. Like, dude, let's be real. When we line up against their defense, who in the heck is going to be able to double? You can't double everybody.
That's a great question. Hey, JR, we are up against it, so I'm sorry I got to make your phone call short. We got a question for you. We're going to end this superlatives game. I just gave a team that could go from worst to first. Give me a team that could go from first to worst this season.
First to worst? I would say Jacksonville.
Well, they'd be going the other way. I appreciate the phone call, but that's a good one. They would go worst to first, and I think that's fair. Foles is a huge upgrade over Blake Bortles, so it's totally fair to say the Jags. Hey, listen, it was a lot of fun. 3 hours went by very quickly. Dylan McKinnon, thank you so much for producing and co-hosting today. A lot of fun. If you are looking for Checkpoint Radio, they're coming up in just a couple of minutes. If you're looking for more sports talk, we'll be back tomorrow. Again, it's a lot of fun. We'll start with Devon, B. West, and Jason Avant. They're at 10 o'clock. They'll be live from Parks Casino. It'll be a lot of fun, so make sure you tune in right before the Eagles kick off against the Washington Redskins. I got to get hype over the next 12 hours. I'm going to do everything I can. Somebody just sent me a hype video, so we're going to watch that. I will, Tom. I will get excited.
It's game day!
It'll be game day in about 2 hours and a little bit of change. Again, Dylan McKinnon, thank you so much. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Tyler Zulli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.